Heart radio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Oh, yes. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. Our talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Best way to hear us? Well, iHeartRadio, you can do that. And you can tell Alexa, if you have Alexa, say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. It'll do it for the entire radio station. If you want to hear Monsters and you want to hear our podcast channel, which is on iHeartRadio, I hope that's not too confusing, but there's a section for podcasts.
It's pretty confusing.
And in there, we have our own channel, and you say, Alexa, play the Monsters of the Morning podcast on iHeartRadio, and bam, you got shows from yesterday, 2 days ago, 3 weeks ago. You got all that, and it's pretty cool. You might want to check it out on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio also wants to send you to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and we'll have a couple chances today for you to do that. It's pretty cool. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until around 11 o'clock. Here's the goat roping champion of Palatka, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Good luck.
To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Show the time, never stop, baby.
Savannah's here, the Gator Entertainer.
Hey, hey.
And Ryan Holmes, comedian.
Oh, what? Man. I'm sorry. Try it again.
Let's do it one time, yeah.
Do it again.
And comedian Ryan Holmes.
I was the king of Denmark.
There you go.
Nice.
The telephone
That's
number
totally
to
my
dial
fault, dude. I'm sorry.
It is 1-888-978-1041. Or toll-free, it's 1-888-978-1041. If you want to text our show, I'll say it a bunch of times. You'll know it probably by heart. If you haven't put it in your phone yet, you should. You text us at 77031. It's a great way to communicate with the show. If you got a little something to say to us, you can text us. We will text you back sometimes. We'll use it on the air. That's awesome. Also, you can email me, russ@wtks.com. I'm receiving more and more of those, which is awesome. And so we have a part of the show where we'll read the email from listeners. And if you got something you want to ask us today that you want advice from your friends, you want advice, but you kind of want it from people that are going to tell you straight
the skinny
poop. Yeah, you can get it from us. It's russ@wtks.com. Beautiful Wednesday, getting ready. It seems like the weekend's already about to come, which is awesome. They call this hump day, which is cool. There's no special day today. You know how 2 days ago the special day was National Lazy Day?
Was it Lazy Day?
Yeah. Now today is National Relaxation Day. It's like
yesterday was World Lizard Day.
Yeah. It was. That's right.
Yep. I know you guys already knew that, but I just thought I'd throw it in.
I saw your
there.
Post.
We were too caught up in Left-Handed Day.
Left-handed. It was Left-handed Day a couple days ago. Hey, Angel, how did it go with the sports thing yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome. It was a great time working with Shot, and it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So, very detail oriented working with a guy like that, and but it went by really fast. Actually,
it was like 3 hours, right?
Yeah, it's 3 hours, but it's like because at the top of the hour they do like a national feed from Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
So it's just different. Even though it's a different type of talk radio,
right?
Mm-hmm. We all use kind of the same, here goes radio talk, but clock, it was just that little different was neat. So.
Yeah. And then you'll be doing it again for the rest of the week.
Yeah, for the rest of the week, and then 2 days next week, and I'll be working the home opener for UCF football.
Oh, wow. Wow, it's already time for that, huh?
Yeah. Their home opener's a couple weeks away. They play UConn.
You know what? I got to get out to one of those games this year.
You have to.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. Oh, that's good. Well, congratulations. That's
nice,
awesome.
Man.
Ryan Holmes, I know you had trivia last night. How did that go?
That went really well. I had a bunch of listeners come out, and then I had some listeners get engaged in my trivia show.
Wow.
So shout out to Dalton and Dee who came out last night.
So a guy named Dalton got engaged at your trivia game?
Yeah, well
he's Mr. Romance, isn't he?
I am. They saw my MS Paint challenge, and they're like, baby.
So, this makes me want to get married.
Think about this. This guy had a planet, and he's like, listen, we're going to go see Ryan Holmes do trivia. And while we'll do that, I'm going to surprise her. Now, did he get down on one knee and the whole thing?
I don't know. As far as I saw, it was they had a regular team name. I talked to him for a while, and then there was like some commotion, and then their team name after that was, we're engaged now.
Oh. That's a big over the Euro?
Right over a Euro with a train shot. And that's how you do
with
it,
a train shot.
Well, the trivia team thing is a really big deal. So I've gone to a number of trivia games over the last few years.
And won them all.
And they travel. Like, they'll take these groups and they'll travel from bar to bar to bar and play every single trivia game. And like it's a thing. So that's probably their thing.
That's my nightmare scenario, because I only write one game of trivia for all of my shows for a week. So they could definitely win by following me around.
But you know that happens, though, right? I mean, there are certain bars you can go to, and like, that's a bar that won't do any business at all the entire day. Yeah. But at 5:30, the place just goes from zero to packed, not a seat in the house. And then the minute after trivia is done, it empties out.
You know what it's great for? It's great for people that might have a problem keeping a conversation going or something like that, because it gives you something to talk about the entire time.
People can find out how stupid you are in just a few questions.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a great way to just drink, Russ, really, when you want to put it down there.
When I played with them, though, I would get most of them right except for one or two. You know, like it was always one or two, and then there's someone that gets them all right. And then Jimmy, yesterday, I see you did not go to Taylor Swift, knowing that you're a Swiftie.
Yeah, that's right.
I was killing
you.
Why didn't you go?
Your wife went.
My wife went, yeah.
And then you cooked with your son last night. How'd that go?
It was okay. You know, it was pretty good. We made the dish was so, you know, people started immediately bitching that my wife wasn't there.
Oh.
Immediately they're like, oh, it's not the same. Tori's not there. I'm like, dude, we get it. It's not the same. She's not here, but we're doing the show, and this is the show, and boom, there it is. So the dish was great, though. I mean, if you want to make it there, it's like the easiest dish in the world. We took it from zero to Cajun creamy shrimp pasta in 24 minutes.
Yeah.
From scratch. Like, not water not even boiling.
Yeah.
Zero to done.
I had some bad Alfredo this weekend.
Yeah, it's the worst, right?
Yeah.
That's a good name for a band.
Bad Alfredo. You'd never sell a ticket, though. Everybody would be so pissed at the name.
Bad Alfredo.
It was like, I ate it, and other people were eating it, and they were like, I was like, I don't know, it just wasn't good.
You know what it is? Because Alfredo costs a lot of money to make, so everybody looks for every edge to cut corners. They won't put enough cream in there. Usually it's cheese, because Parmesan is expensive.
Yeah.
So they don't usually put that much in there, so it doesn't have that real good bite. Because to make it, it's expensive.
You say mozzarella now?
I just always say mozzarella. I'm not that guy.
Mozzarella.
Like the Italian guys. Like,
I wish you would change the way you talk to like that.
Because like... Like, you kind of look French.
Yeah, I know.
You are French. That's your last name
actually,
is French.
You know, the funny thing is, I thought that as well, but it's English. I'm mostly English. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
What's the fat Billy Joel status right now?
It's just you looking at me and deciding.
Are there new pictures up somewhere?
You know what's status? I mean, I didn't lose 30 pounds overnight.
I'm not following you online, but I am following fat Billy Joel.
I will tell you what. We had a couple guys on the beer bus that looked like fat Billy Joel as well. Did you see them?
Those are nice people. Come on.
But they look like Dirty Jim. They have the bald head and the goatee, which is now the fat Billy Joel, I guess.
Yeah. FBJ is what they call it.
Yeah, they were doing Dirty Jim cosplay. It's fine. It was a lot of fun.
That's the saddest cosplay of all time.
They were super nice, though. But
look at me. I got a green egg.
It's a look.
It's the Ryan, you attract quite a crowd, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
People get engaged at trivia games and people who cosplay me.
That's awesome, though, that the people got engaged there. And, of course, Savannah, you were out yesterday, and there's something special you were doing. What was it?
I don't remember.
It's probably brushing her hair, I think.
No,
obviously not.
I don't do that crap.
Damn, I thought you had you went to the party. You told us about the party.
You wish you had hair to brush.
It seems like you always got something fancy going on.
I did have something fancy going on, but I've totally spaced on it and forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
But when it comes back, I'll let you know.
So now the kids are back at school. Is it easier if you're like, you know, an adult, is it easier to go to Gatorland now?
It's like a whole new world.
Did you just hold the blow dryer into your face this morning?
Let me tell you something.
Is that what you did, or did you just stick your head out the window the entire way
here? Because I've been working so much. I haven't had a day off for like 21 days. I haven't been able to get to my salon. Shout out to Copperheads. And my hair is busted, and I'm sure they're embarrassed about it. But I am going next week. I can't go today because I have something else to do. Because next week I go to Cuba.
Wow.
And I can't go to Cuba with these roots.
You cannot.
No, you can't do that. No.
I mean, I don't want to embarrass America.
No.
Go back, mommy. Go back. Get it done.
How long will you be in Cuba?
Either 5 days or 7 days. I'm going over there to do a research project with special scientists from the Bronx Zoo and from the St. Louis Zoo.
Oh, wow.
And me.
Yeah. You're a scientist now.
How you like me now?
Angel, yes, sir.
Did you notice? Okay, so we noticed on the first day of school, everyone putting up the pictures of the kids going to school, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happened yesterday was the families that have siblings and the moms, they still had a kid at home.
Yeah.
All those pictures of, like, you know, little Susie all by our, you know, it's just us two today because, you know, the other kids at school and they were trying to do fun stuff with them.
Mom wine cropped out.
Yeah, you can see, like, the one tear in the mom's eye, like, you know, a shadow of a bottle of vodka in the back that she can't get to because she still has a kid in the house.
Right, right, right. I saw a lot of pictures like that or, like, that were, like, hashtag they're gone. By a pool with a corona.
Right. Yeah.
First day of vacation they put up.
Every day is like that for me, and it's awesome.
Los, you have it. What did you have it yesterday? Anything?
What the hell did I do yesterday? I just did a bunch of stuff at the house, man. Just for, not like actual work at the house, like, you know, drilling things or anything, but just like stuff in the studio and picking up my daughter from her.
How is she adapting? Both your kids, how are they adapting to their first couple days at school?
I'm fortunate, man. She loves it. She loves school, and the teacher's great, and the school's great, and. You know, she likes it. Yeah, and it's been nice having that time. I mean, because she goes to and has a little aftercare thing, too, or whatever. But it is amazing how much when that time gets freed up. It's a little bit away from you guys, obviously, because you guys haven't had kids in school for a while.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
But especially for the mothers out there that are or whoever's at home, I guess, most of the time. It's a huge relief because you can get the stuff done that you need to get done. For my wife, it's her YouTube channel and a bunch of other stuff that she has to get done.
Yeah.
And when you got a kid at the house, you feel guilty. You want to hang out with them. You want to do stuff with them. And so that's why we ship them back to school. Thank God for teachers.
Angel, how about you? Is she adjusting well?
She loves it. And, I mean, every year I'm amazed that elementary school teachers, they are a special type of personality.
Yeah.
There is a kindness. There's a softness to them that the rest of us have lost. The rest of humanity is lost.
Yeah.
Every single one of her elementary school teachers, I'm in awe of them because they speak and they talk in these hushed tones and everything is nurturing and about, you know, uplifting and everything. And I walk away and I just like, I want to go back to school.
And let's be honest, 99% women. All right. The fact of the matter is you go to an elementary school.
Nurturing. You know?
They're nurturing. Yeah. Thank God for women that take the time to take care of other people's kids. I mean, there are dudes there that are coaches and teachers.
I would say this, Carlos. I've been lucky in regards to my little one. Last year, it was a male teacher, and he had those same qualities.
What grade was that?
That was second grade.
No doubt about it.
Kindergarten and first grade, though, are usually female.
I think I saw one male teacher in my daughter's elementary school, I think. As far as that teacher, not like coach or art teacher or something like that.
You look at him sideways?
No, just kidding. But I definitely, you know.
But he's a great dresser, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, funny how that works.
But other than that, sensible it's women, shoes. You know? And thank God, because, I mean, it's just crazy to think, like, if there was a drop in women, we had to take care of the kids.
I know.
Dudes would be like, just put them all in the gym.
Well, kind of you. Right?
Don't work it out.
All right, today we're learning. Hey, all right, now play ball.
Yeah, it's always
going to be in the sandbox all day.
It's always an open play day.
Yeah, it's like, we're watching Ricky Ticky Tavi today and then Finding Nemo.
Why was Ricky Ticky Tavi such a good school movie?
It was great. It was just put it on.
Did you have Ricky Ticky Tavi?
I had Ricky Ticky Tavi, but I didn't.
Everybody had Ricky
Ticky
Tavi.
No, they don't Ricky Ticky Tavi no more because I do it as a trivia question, and the younger kids in their early 20s, they don't know Ricky Ticky Tavi.
But it's on YouTube.
Yeah, but I'm assuming the cartoon had some adult smoking in it because every cartoon pre, 2004.
Yeah, there's probably something politically incorrect about it. You're more than likely.
Yeah.
Well, and uniquely, you guys have a kid that went back to school, daughters that went back to school, and my daughter went back to school.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was her first time at her new school, but she's a teacher.
Yeah, how she likes it.
And loves it. She was really upset about going from where she was because she knew all these kids and she had a bond with all these kids, but she got this opportunity that's only like 7 miles from her house.
Is she still a dance teacher?
Dance teacher, okay. Yeah. And she was very nervous about it. because she's going to miss these other kids. But now her first couple days, she's like, oh, I really love it. So she's happy with that. So that's pretty cool.
She deserves that.
Hey, we got a bunch of stuff going on today. We got someone coming in. His name is Bari, the guy that drives the zombie monster truck.
Yeah, Bari's been in here.
He's been here before. Yeah. He's going to come in. Cool, oh, and we've got a challenge from a very famous comedian that we have to talk about when we come back. And we'll do nerdy news today. We got to the top. We got Savannah. We got a bunch of stuff going on and listener email. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. There it is. Almost like that. I'll get your neck moving in the morning. Oh, now you got Savannah dancing. As you're getting up, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, we appreciate you listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins on with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes all here today. We're live on our YouTube channel. I will tell you, I got a chance to watch a little bit of yesterday, just kind of watch how when Ryan has been doing it, and like we're talking about the news, he kind of throws in the news story, so as we're talking about it, you can see it and everything, and watch it, and I got to tell you what, I was watching, I'm like, you know what? I don't look that damn bad on camera. I'm kind of cute. I'm kind of cute for a fat guy.
So Russ said that initially, and I thought he was being sarcastic because most people don't like the way they look on camera. I personally look at myself like,
There have been times before I've looked at it, I'm like, oh, God, that looks terrible. But the way we got this camera shoot... And you know, I was very self-conscious about my glasses for a long time because someone told me I looked ugly.
You wear glasses.
Right. Nerd. No, I was told you're ugly in glasses, which is,
oh my God,
very hurtful. But now I'm like, you know what?
Who said that?
Oh, one of the wives.
I thought it was when they called you White Urkel.
No. It's interesting. This,
my favorite Post Malone song.
This ties into something.
I'm on a White Urkel.
And I don't know who did this poll. I always feel like I need to tell you who did the poll. That way you give it. Okay, is this PR Newswire.
I love those guys.
Oh, yeah, that's not
very
fake.
Reputable.
That's not fake.
Very reputable.
So they spoke with 1,100...
Yeah, for like 90 days, it just yelled, we don't have power.
They spoke with 1,100 radio hosts all around the country and asked the question of how they thought they looked. What do you think most radio hosts said?
Well, you have a face for radio.
Well, what,
the old joke, right?
Yeah. What percentage do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Radio people are weird. I'll say 45.
45%. Carlos?
30. I don't know. It's a lot of egos. 70.
Oh, no. You just
question flipped. Again.
When asked, if you're in radio, what would you say about your looks?
I'm damn good looking. I would say 100%.
I'm fine.
I mean, I'm a 10.
100% said what?
Oh.
That you blew
100% of them answered the question.
We're not talking about you.
Yeah. So,
how is that possible, Carlos?
No, talking about you, how do you feel about your looks? Like, do you think you're beautiful, a face for radio, in the middle? Like, where would you say?
I already said fine. I mean, I don't know. If you want me to say beautiful, I will, but it's not really the slang.
You want me to sing the song?
Okay.
I am beautiful.
No matter what they say, words can bring me down.
Angel, if they polled you with this and asked you about your looks, what would you say?
I would say, I mean, I'm not classically handsome.
I think you are.
Right. Very Antonio Banderas.
Just a regular dude.
Regular. So you would say in the middle, in the regular. And Ryan Holmes, if the people come to you now and they ask you, okay, you're on radio, what do you think of your looks? What would you say?
Sloth.
Yeah.
I'm a sloth-faced man.
Doesn't
work. Only 28% of radio people said they had a face for radio. The rest of them thought they were good
Look, here's the thing. The proof is in the pudding. It got good to Russ. He went out and got himself a high and tight. Like, he's like, I gotta keep looking good on camera.
He's like, I'm basically Radio John Cena.
No.
Like, damn, I look good. I need a haircut.
You know, I think
a fresh shirt.
I think everybody.
Something you hadn't seen.
It kind of depends on what's going on in your life, though. About the place you're in life, how you feel about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, so if you're feeling good about everything, then you can think, Jimmy, how about you? When asked, what do you think about your looks?
I just look at him and go, I know the deal.
I will say this.
I know the deal.
I will say this, Jim. I was just going through YouTube, and I was trying to put something together, and I was finding old Monster clips.
Yeah.
And I found some of you, and I'm watching them with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and just you from, like, way back in the day. And she looks at me, and she goes, well, he looks way better now.
Yeah.
And you know what? So there you go. I think you look better now than you used to.
I'm going
to
be honest. I loved your hair.
I've been different. For me, I'm kind of lazy, so I'm glad I don't have that much to take care of. Yeah. And I cut it myself with sheep shears, so it's fine.
I was a big fan of the chip of the tooth. I thought the chip of the tooth shows a little bit of
really, really set me apart.
Yeah, I wish you had a chip of your tooth still. It would make you so punk rock.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, not going to fix it.
Now, with these 1,100 radio people, they asked them, what was the reason they work in radio? So what do you think the most of the answer was?
What was that again? I'm sorry. Savannah was talking about herself again.
I said Dirty Jim looks like the guy from the Pixies.
When asked these 1,100 people in the survey, they said, well, you know, what's the reason that you're in radio? What do you think the number one answer was?
Oh, wow.
It's fun.
That's the number one answer.
I was going to say.
Those two words, it's fun. 80% agreed that's the top reason that they do it.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, without a doubt.
I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. Not many people can do that, and I appreciate that.
Mine is more number two, and the number two thing
is... Of course it is. Dropping that two. Go ahead.
Number two is what?
I do like the fact that it's fun.
Your number three look like a number four?
Yeah.
But my number...
looks like number three.
My main reason for wanting to do this is to entertain people. Like that, I enjoy that. I like entertaining people.
You're an entertainer.
Without any talent. Yes. like I can host a thing, but I'm not as funny like you, and I can't play guitar like Dirty Jim, and I don't have entertainment.
Well, that's what you pin on me, huh?
What? I was trying to find a musical person. What are you?
That's actually perfect. It really, if you think about it in its context, what he just said was perfect.
What?
That was funny, wasn't it?
It's even more perfect that you don't know what you're talking about.
You know what's funny is that Dirty Jim would take that and think that's a diss.
It's not a diss. It's just funny.
I am very jealous of the fact that you can play guitar, and I think it's really cool. So when I said that, I meant it in a kind of way. He's convinced I said something way. If he said something about me, it would be bad.
No. The thing is I'm a terrible guitar player. That's the funny part of it.
I think you're great.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just I'm a terrible guitar player. So for you to point at me after all these years and say the guitar thing, it's such a small part of what I've ever done here. It was just ironically funny to me.
But could you see that I meant it as a compliment towards you and did not mean the negative side?
Either way, it doesn't matter. I was just trying to make a joke.
Listen, let's get down to brown tax.
What? Brown tax?
I thought they were round tax.
If you want the brown tax, it's down the hall.
I thought they were shark tax.
What is it called? Let's get down there.
I thought brass tax.
Let's get down to brass tax.
Here's your brown tag right here.
Brown tag for you.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
You don't know this, Ryan, but Russ has finger bloat, and he's always wanted to be a guitar player.
That's true.
And he's never been able to play guitar because his fingers are so big.
You can play bass guitar.
This guy has shattered so many strings.
I don't have the... I don't
finger
have,
bloat.
I can't make my fingers do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, it just doesn't work.
Well, when he played, married five times.
When he played piano, they called him Two Key.
Two Key.
Well, okay. So anyway, the number three on this list was it's emotionally fulfilling.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that could be the case.
We kind of glanced over this, but Savannah said Dirty Jim looks like the singer from the Pixies, and it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Put it up on the YouTube.
They look exactly alike, and I'm glad we didn't gloss over that because Dirty Jim's kind of punk rock, like
he is
Dirty Jim.
Punk.
But that when we were talking
he's totally
about
punk rock. Everything about him is it.
His chip front tooth. I wish he still had it because he looked more badass then.
You know what's more punk rock than anything? My golf clubs.
or the last time I washed my hair.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. No, that is punk rock.
Or my fine dining cooking show.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All those things. Totally punk rock.
Yeah.
All the expensive whiskey and cigars I have. Super punk rock.
Jimmy, if they ask you the reason for being in radio, what would be your number one reason?
Yeah, I mean it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun job. I mean, you think about coming in here and doing this for a living. I mean, people bust balls with their friends all the time. So I mean, be able to do that for a living is kind of fun. I mean, there's no question.
Los, what would you say? What? The number one reason why you were in radio.
Number one reason I'm in radio?
I'm a good listener.
Guitar?
Water parks.
I get to do my silly voices.
Okay, so entertaining people.
Sure, absolutely. 100%. Entertaining. Like getting to actually get on here and do basically whatever the hell I want to do and say and characters and bits is awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
We say what we want.
31% say it's it's a living. Uh-huh. Like that, it's a really big thing.
Jesus
too.
Christ!
And then it's all about the music. Is 35%.
That's what I say. It's all about the music.
Angel, what about you? If asked why you're in radio, it's like you said, it's fun, right?
It's a lot of fun. I've had a very cool runs, you know, doing getting to work with a lot of very interesting people. I enjoy that. Getting to do the music show, that is like the guiltiest of pleasures,
right?
And it's such a niche thing that, you know, not too many people in radio get to do. Not there's not many guys, period, that get to do what I do for 2 hours every Friday night.
And your story is actually it's really impressive in the sense that you were put to a decision.
Yeah.
Like, you have a degree in finance, right?
Yeah.
So you were put to a decision.
Really? Yeah, that's what Rollins and
he was put to a decision by someone in his life, and I mean, am I cool with saying this?
I
mean, well, certain things, like, but well, basically, they, you know, it's like, hey, you need to go back into the world of finance.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And, you know, and do that because that's what your degree is in, and you should be doing that. And he's like, well, this is not really what I want to do.
Why are you spinning your wheels doing this?
Yeah.
My mom did the same thing where she's like, what are you going to do with this degree and party? Are you gonna let it go to waste?
50% of the radio people asked, they said, well, this is the only thing I can do. I can't do anything else, and it's what I'm best at.
I know these people who are in these percentages. I could go down the hall and point to them and be like, you're in the 26%, and you're in the 30%. Like, there's definitely those, you know, slices of radio life.
Would you guys agree, though, that we are anomalies in the sense that most people in the radio business do not have what we've had over these years? Like,
no doubt about it.
So for us to even answer questions like that is bizarre. It is. We are a one in a million thing. I mean, to have one radio job and have that job last 26 years and be the man in town for a long time, our perspective is considerably skewed than somebody else on the hallway.
Right, I was talking to Ryan about this the other day and about how, you know, basically they give us this side of the building, okay? They basically just go, show up there. We're basically not going to say much to you and just go do your thing for 5 hours. You can leave when you want to. I mean, it's really is an odd situation.
Yeah, there aren't many jobs where you can say that. Back when Chris was here, I mean, I remember specifically like 4 months without seeing anybody from management in this building with any kind of impact, like no meetings or anything like that. 4 months, us walking in that door doing the show and then walking right to the elevator and that's it.
That's lazy.
Didn't even know they were even still in the building.
That's so lazy.
I know, it's crazy.
That's so lazy for the amount of money that comes into here. That's the laziest thing.
It blew my mind. Like, you guys just don't get messed with at all. You come in super early and like no one really talks to you guys. And you're a major morning show. Everyone's like, I'm doing it.
1% of the
they don't seem to steal
on air radio people.
All our splendors here.
Says that they love their job for the sex.
What?
Only 1% said for the sex.
Oh, they're going. See, they're kicking
those are
it
just
back.
Priests.
They're kicking it back in Monsters 99.
Oh man, I feel 99 2000. I would have been in that percentile.
Yeah, only.
But think about it. That makes sense, though. Think if you're like in the bar business.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and you have the ability to break out. But look, you know what doesn't happen in the accounting office? Like chicks in super short skirts out there getting hammered drunk and giving you their number.
Dude, calm down, dude. That's weird.
What percentage of radio people admit...
It's not weird. It's weird if it's in the accounting office.
What percentage of radio people admit to having sex with a fan?
Oh, come on. I mean, admit it?
I said admit it.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of like getting beaten into the crypts? Is that kind of what you do?
Yeah, right.
Like,
35%?
You got to bang a beast to get in this club?
What percentage of radio people you think admitted to having sex with a fan?
Obviously, 69%.
Savannah?
76.
76? Angel, what do you
think? They're not going to admit it, right?
I think they're not going to admit it. I'm going to go like 20%.
39% admit it. Yeah. Now, what percentage married someone that was a fan?
All of them.
Well, damn. Somebody's
making
you're
up
looking
for
at one.
All of them.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know that.
Your wife was a listener, right?
Nope. She did not. She had listened.
Oh, okay.
And her ex-husband listened occasionally, but she did not.
I want to take this moment to thank Gigi, my mother-in-law, wonderful lady, who indoctrinated my wife to listen to me in this show as a kid, like 14. Oh, and then right as she turned 18.
Wink, wink, 18.
Yeah. And that's when we met. And,
and you took her to Jamaica to hedonism
we went away. It was wild. And thank God, I'm going to be 11 years married. So I'm in that percentile. Thank God. But most people meet their partner in life at work. So
So there's nothing wrong with that.
So I'm just putting it in that category.
He's looking at this building.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah, a lot of
just married people who are married to people they met in this building. There's a lot of them.
Well, if you have a like-minded, you know, you to be in this particular world, you know, a lot of times it's easier to have someone who understands this world.
No, it's not.
No, I know, because now I have someone who knows nothing about the show and doesn't listen, still won't listen.
Greatest, right?
Best scenario for me right now is the fact that my lady barely realizes that I work in radio.
Yep. Yeah.
And
she didn't believe you until 2 days ago.
Right, and then completely not interested in what it is that I do here.
Well, let me just throw this out on the table since we're all talking about this. I have never been with a fan. So, Savannah Bone on Instagram. If y'all are all out there right now driving around and you're a hot guy or a hot girl, hit me up.
Savannah, you got to be careful when you do that because there's guys that are pulling off an iPhone now heading over here.
All I'm saying is, if everybody on the show's done it, I might as well.
I learned yesterday they will show up at the studio.
Did you get beat up yesterday?
No, but somebody showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
For him?
No.
Was
it the police?
No. Was it the police? The FBI showed up for me.
Why are you being so cool?
No. Somebody showed up.
Whatever.
Do you have a stalker, Ryan? That's so impressive this early in the game.
It feels good. I want to shout out to my stalker. I see you in them bushes. I'm doing big things. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That would be very impressive. I mean, it took us years to get them.
I know.
How long I had to be in this game for somebody to write my name in poop?
I had someone try to cut my back open and expose my spinal cord with a box cutter. And...
good thing they couldn't get it through the skin, huh?
First person to ever get tased in the Orange County in the courthouse downtown was my stalker because he tried to jump from his side into my thing and attack me in front of the judge who just said, don't ever even look at her again.
We don't suggest anybody do that. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
We have great security.
You're right. All right, you're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
Take the world by storm with your special brand of surface level discourse.
888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From
hey, remember, coming up in a little bit, y'all have a chance to win tickets for two to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's in Vegas. Incredible acts. Some of the biggest acts of the world will be performing. And you get to go to Vegas, and you get a stay and the whole thing. So just listen for the keyword, and you text the keyword to 200-200. I'll be honest with you. No one's won it so far, and you guys got to work a little bit harder. You got to work a little bit harder, and because you should be winning it. All you got to do is go to monsters.fm. And when you go to monsters.fm, you can click through and go to our YouTube channel where they're live right now. And we appreciate you listening to us. Yes.
Yeah, I just got a traffic update real quick. I know Angel's doing some research on it. We have in the State Road 429 area out by 535 and the Turnpike out in the Winter Garden area, sand truck turned over covering the entire road. So if that's a normal way that you move around the world, you might want to avoid that at all costs. Probably going to be a little bit.
Northbound lane, State Road 429 are closed at County Road 535. That's south of the Florida Turnpike. Sand is covering the road. And as of right now, they are saying they do not know when the road will be open. Take Country Road 535 to Colonial Drive as an alternative route.
And that's a massive thoroughfare going out to Disney for people on that side of town. So that's why I'm going to give you guys a heads up.
And the images coming from that, that's a lot.
A lot of sand?
Yeah, man. To cover the both lanes.
So that means you got to bring out some sort of a ditch witch or some sort of
a
tractor.
Front end loader
and get that off as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Not to bring everything down, but that reminds me of the horrible accident in Italy with the whole road.
The bridge
collapsed on top of people and everything. My God.
That's
a 50-year-old bridge.
Unbelievable, right?
Man. Yeah.
That's that infrastructure you got to take care of, man, as you move around. I mean, a lot of traffic, a lot of jarring.
Thank God our country's investing in it.
They talked to one dude that was just standing on that particular bridge, and he saw some of the stuff crumbling. He could see some of the concrete crumbling, and he ran, and luckily was able to save himself. And then another truck that stopped right before it went off the edge. It was crazy to hear the stories of the people that were almost caught in it. But when I'm going down I-4 and I see how they're building those things, I'm like, man, how do they know for sure it's going to be able to withstand all of the traffic.
It's a good guess.
It's not a good guess.
There's a book called Why Stuff Doesn't Fall.
Yeah.
And I've heard different things about it, and I want to read it, but it's a lot of engineering stuff, I guess, which I don't want to do. But I've always wondered that question, because I was in the hotel this weekend at the, Regent, a big hotel over there, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there laying in bed, and I've never had this thought before, and I was like, how come this doesn't come collapsing down?
Oh,
you know, like in my head, on my bed, I was like, why?
Every time I'm in a parking garage, that's what I think.
I know, yeah. I know. And you have that PTSD phobia from it, from one time.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I don't know. I want to learn more. I mean, we could talk to somebody who knows about like engineers and architects and stuff.
So if you're an engineer, Jimmy, then it's math is your main thing, right?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, it's a math thing.
Math
yeah.
is your
and
thing.
And civil and structural engineers, the guys who build the bridges and the roads and whatnot. And yeah. When you look at something, like, matter of fact, where that spill just was, for people who do not live in Central Florida, it's out on the west side of town, there's that major intersection where the turnpike comes into Highway 50 into the 429.
Yeah.
That is a massive, like when I'm in my camper and I'm coming off of the turnpike going back to take my camper back, there's an overpass there that goes over Highway 50, but because it goes over to other roads, I mean, I've got to be probably, I don't know, 75 feet in the air pulling my stupid camper. And I'm telling you, by the way, that thing's a sail. When there's wind blowing, it's terrifying.
It will
blow you off the road. I remember specifically 3 years ago in Itchituckney, and we go by Payne's Prairie, which is up by Gainesville. And you're going through basically the woods up there, and then it's just this open expanse of like marsh.
Uh-huh.
It's up there. Everybody knows where it is. There's a really bad wreck there back when the fires were going on a couple years back. And the minute you come out of that thing, and the wind can rip across that field, it will literally move you to the other lane. And when you're going over a 75-foot overpass, it's terrifying.
Hey, so when the city of Orlando, they're hiring somebody to build something like they're building. I mean, it's amazing. The architecture is amazing. Do they go for the least expensive bid? Like, I'm sure there's many different companies that do
joke,
it.
Right?
But do you go for the least expensive, or do you go for someone who is, you know, like do you check their qualifications over the amount of money it's going to?
Well, I think what happens is you get qualified contractors. In other words, people they know can do that job. And then there's also, believe it or not, there's also a lot to do with like who owns the company. You know, a lot of government contracts have to go to minority-owned businesses.
Right.
I believe, isn't the company that got hired to do I4 Ultimate owned by a female, a woman?
I don't know.
I mean, that
explains why it's late.
Wow, we're
Ryan Holmes.
It's like a team.
He'll be here all day.
But you know, that's the running joke, right? I mean, why would you hire somebody all government contracts? You're building stuff. It's the least the people who can do it the cheapest.
You would hope it's a committee making the decision, and there's logical people, and there's maybe some people that are a little more aggressive, and they go, well, we can't pick Bill and the crew.
Bill's Highway.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can't pick,
Bill's Highway.
Miami's high fashion, stylistic. Let's go somewhere in the middle.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, it's like Gucci Roads.
Yeah, exactly.
And another thing, too, is like when they hire you to do something, it's a $2 billion contract. When they hire you to do this, I mean, your resume can't be, we built the Red Bug Overpass. laid a couple curbs at the latest Bears.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, but somebody's got to start with the Red Bug Overpass. Yeah, let's face it.
But you do that.
Maybe that's your first project.
Oh, that's huge. That's a huge project, but it's not the biggest construction project in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, this is currently, I believe, the biggest construction job.
Is it really?
I think so.
Well, it's got to be one of those.
You want to see the expanse of it. Really, we're in the best part. So you leave Maitland and go toward downtown Orlando, and the stretch between the Maitland Overpass and the Lee Road Overpass, look how wide. Look how much land has been consumed to make I-4 as big as it is going into that part of town, which is the busiest part. And then, as you go past it, look at all the stuff they eminent domained to get from like homeowners and stuff to make that thing wide enough to land an airplane on easily. And I don't mean like a Cessna. You could land a straight up passenger airliner on I-4 in that expanse.
Texting service says it's a French company that's building I-4. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they're saying. You know,
it better
really
be American.
I don't know about all that.
I built Async. It is Grant.
What's that?
I just hate, like, I've been watching it for years. It's been always been downtown, and now it's moving into Altamont, Apopka, and now it's bothering me on a regular basis.
So now you're upset by it.
Now I'm upset by it.
And think about the timing here. This is all so important. Think about where they are in the Altamont. For people, again, who don't live in Orlando, the Altamont, the 436 I-4 interchange is one of the busiest parts of the city of Orlando.
Yeah, it is.
Because the Altamont Mall is right there. What's coming up?
What?
Christmas. Wait until that thing is in full bloom when they're rerouting all that traffic so they can build that overpass.
Right.
And it's going to be about Christmas time when that happens.
Do you know that there are people that I love? Like, I love them that I haven't seen for months and months and months, but I can't drive through the traffic. It will make me lose my mind. Like, I will lose it completely.
Do you get like road rage?
I used to get it really bad, but
somebody drew down on you, right?
No, well, almost. There was almost an incident, so I had to back up off the road rage.
Right.
But I got hit in California. Like, I got hit in California, jumped out of the car, went to the lady's window, banged on the window. I was like, what's your problem? Like, how did you just stop in the middle of traffic?
Angel's lady just had to file a police report on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
From last week, from road rage.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, in a couple minutes, you're going to have a chance to win some stuff. If you want to get on the line, we'll do some trivia. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041, or locally it's 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Saving our love and affection for the completely unattainable.
Dear Scarlett Johansson,
Real Radio 104.1.
From
the Triple R segment of 7 is brought to you by MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. If you're having a problem with your roof, let's say last week you got some hail damage and you just have some repairs to make, my buddy Mike the Home Builder can definitely help you out. If you have just repairs to make, or let's say you have an entire new roof you need, they can help you at MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. If you have a blue tarp on your roof, you don't need that. That's a bad problem to have. What you want to do is give them a call. It's Mike the Home Builder at MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Mike is a fourth-generation contractor, and he pays attention to detail, and he's a great guy. Anytime I have a problem with a house, stuff that I can't fix, that's who I call. It's Mike the Home Builder. It's MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Don't forget about him. If you need, like you say, a roof situation, he can fix it for you. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and now Angel's going to tell you what prizes we have in the prize pinata.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company. Offers both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, that's centomoving.com, C-E-N-T-O-moving.com. You hit the start quote button, put your information in there, let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there is a discount for you. Make moving day that much easier. You can focus on other things while these guys handle all your prized possessions professionally and carefully and get it from point A to point B for you. That's centomoving.com.
I might be moving soon, and I'm going to call them.
Absolutely.
And they're going to move my junk, and I'm going to be so happy.
Are you moving closer to here or closer to Gatorland?
Closer to Orlando.
Oh, good.
I hope like someone can move your junk.
The center of Orlando.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I need to be closer to downtown.
Good.
There you go. You're such a downtown girl. You're definitely not an uptown girl.
Sing it, Fat Billy Joel.
Uptown girl. She's been living in her uptown world.
So now
never had her getting down.
Brian Holmes, did you tell me that people are sending
you the saddest version of Uptown Girl?
He didn't even turn around and acknowledge that we were singing about him.
Jimmy is like listening in another channel right now.
I'm just not paying attention to the disrespect.
Ryan, did you tell me people were sending pictures of themselves as Fat Billy Joel?
Yeah, people are sending to the Instagram Monsters, iHeart Monsters Instagram, doing Fat Billy Joel cosplay, Dirty Jim. So if you know somebody that looks like Dirty Jim,
smells like Dirty Jim.
There's one guy in town that's already kind of claimed that. His name is Don Price.
And he looks... He's like a Kenny Rogers version of you.
Yeah.
Would you have acknowledged us if we would have started singing Wave of Mutilation?
Yes. Rain and Blood. Any of those would have been fun.
Damn it.
Anyway, what prizes do we have?
First, we have a pair of tickets to see Striper at the House of Blues September the 13th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events, for more information.
Hell yeah, to hell with the devil. And if you go to that, you win those, we'll all have some drinks right before the show at the House of Blues.
In a fit of irony.
Yes. Yeah, have drinks and go listen to the Christian band.
We have a pair of tickets to see True TV Impractical Jokers, the Krannis McBasketball World Tour, World Comedy Tour, starring the Tenderloins at Central Florida Arena on March 21st of 2019. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster locations or at the CFE Arena.
That's actually a really interesting thing. So they're known as the Impractical Jokers, as if it's a crew, but really that's just the name of the show. They're called the Tenderloins. Right. Their comedy troupe is the Tenderloins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's really kind of a weird thing.
I didn't know that.
I think it's because the channel owns the naming
power. Right, they do, yeah.
That makes sense. I think it's because they love pork.
But, man, they are massive. People love those guys. Show, watching the show is funny.
Show's great.
Yeah, but, man, they have such a following. It's pretty cool.
A local guy opens for them here, and he, now opens for them all over as they tour, and he's done Madison Square Garden. His name's Jiggy. And he was just a local guy here, and he got that because he was working at a golf course and got them a tea time, and they was just kind of funny hanging out with him, driving around, and now he works with them.
And he does a great job. We saw him years back. My kids were still in high school, and the one thing we learned about the Tenderloins is although the show is a PG show, the show that you go see live is not PG.
Yeah,
all right. They were in here, right? Yeah. Hanging out, and all seemed nice.
Yep.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Orlando Boat Show for this weekend, August the 17th through the 19th at the Orange County Convention Center. Visit the Orlando Boat Show. Life is better with a boat. More at OrlandoBoatShow.com. And we'll wrap it up with a pair of Lower Bowl Monster Jam Triple Threat tickets.
Woo-hoo!
Driver meet and greet before the show. Monster Jam Triple Threat Series showcase the Monster Jam drivers as they go head-to-head in 7 different competitions while driving 3 different vehicles. We got the Monster Jam trucks, we have the Speedsters, and we have the ATVs, and we're doing that all inside of the Amway Arena.
Yeah, the guy that drives Zombie is going to be here today, Bari, who we've met many times before. He's from Apopka. So we'll talk to him a little bit, help promote the show.
The most fascinating thing about his career has been this. He got his love learning to do monster truck RC cars.
Yeah.
I know.
And then he moved up to driving the real live things.
Like, yeah, that's a dream come true.
If you can do that with a little remote control car, let's give you the real thing.
It almost be like you learn how to fly a plane with a simulator and then steal one.
All right, good point, yeah.
Monster Jam Triple Threat tickets are still available. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events for more information. And those are the prizes in today's Prize Pinata.
Thank you, Angel. 407-916-1041. Ronnie, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Ronnie?
Good morning, Monsters. I'm great.
Good, buddy. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, don't worry, because you got several folks here that can help you. Several Monsters. You can either ask Dirty Jim, Ryan Holmes, Savannah, Carlos, or Angel. And if they get it right for you, you still win, okay?
Mighty fine, sir.
All right. This was just released yesterday. Name the singer that has announced that he will release his first solo album in 24 years. It's a big surprise to a lot of people. So what singer has announced that he's going to release his first solo album in 24 years?
Drawing a blank here. Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. Actually, he just announced that he's... he's retiring, so it's not him.
Really?
Who do you want to help? You've got Dirty Jim, you've got Angel, Carlos, Savannah, or Ryan Holmes.
Oh, definitely going to go with Angel.
Angel, all right, the music man. Angel, name this singer that has announced he's going to release his first solo album in 24 years.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins is incorrect. I think he is coming out with an album, but that's not the one that was announced yesterday. I think you are right about that, though. Kathy, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy. Name the singer that's announced that he'll be releasing his first solo album in 24 years.
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton. That's a good guess. That is not right, though. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, Carlos, Savannah, or Ryan Holmes.
Let's go with my boy Carlos.
The singer that's announced he will release his first album, solo album, in 24 years. I will say this. He's known for being in a band.
He's known for being in a band, huh?
Ooh. Is he also known for being in a food?
What? Yeah, it's Fig Newton.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rita.
Oh, man. He's known for being in a band.
Yes. And it's a shock that he's...
Carlos.
I know, I'm trying to think for you. I want you to win.
It's a shock that he's releasing a solo album.
It's a shock.
It's a shock to people who love rock.
Hmm.
That's all the hints I can give you.
I know, you gave some good ones there.
Hmm. And he said, Russ said rock. But when Russ says rock. Then it's got to be an 80s rock band.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, but yeah, he's kind of thinking. Okay, so the lead singer that's going to release a new album is Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung. That's not a bad guess. You're in the right genre. And a lot of people think the bands are a little similar, but that's not right. Brian, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Brian?
Oh, nice.
He knows. Yeah. Brian. It's funny. I can tell whether someone knows just by the look on their face. I know he knows. Brian, from Daytona, are you there?
Eyes.
Okay, Brian, I'm giving you one more shot. You there?
Yep.
Okay. Who do you think? Name the singer that's announced that he will release his first solo album in 24 years.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's incorrect.
Not a bad guess.
I like how you drew out Bon.
I know.
Oh, I hung out with him. Damn it. I was supposed to let somebody get us.
Way to blow it.
Sorry. He took so long to answer.
Yeah.
I apologize. You should have had a second shot. That's my bad.
No.
Shane, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Morning, Russ.
Hey, buddy. Name the singer that has announced he will release his first solo album in 24 years.
I think I actually heard this yesterday. Is it Steve Perry?
It is Steve Perry of Journey, yes. And he puts you on hold.
I was close.
You are. Well, you were close, yeah. But Sticks and Journey are almost in the same.
I was going to say Peter Cetera.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
In that world.
So, yeah, the same type thing, yeah.
I was going to say Meatloaf.
But Steve Perry is odd because everybody wants him to go back to Journey, and you know, people are kind of clamoring for that.
Yeah.
But he now is going to release his first solo album.
Confirming that they hate each other.
I think so.
I mean, why would you not go back with Journey and do that thing? Just maybe because you've already done it and they moved on with a new guy and there's like too much separation there or something? Is that why?
You know, I saw an interview with him and he said he never felt like he was part of the band. He always felt like he was isolated, that all the rest of the guys talked to each other.
That's so sad. You understand, though.
Sensitive guy.
He came in after the fact. The band was established. They'd already, this piano player was the singer. And then he comes in and then really actually causes a lot of disruption in the band because once he started singing, that was it for the other guy who wound up, I believe, did he wind up killing himself, that piano player?
I don't know.
I think that
guy's still around.
Hey, Angel.
Is he?
Angel, can you see if there's one of the songs is out and it's called No Erasin'? By Steve Perry.
I think we should all take a step back and recognize that Dirty Jim knows because that's how he feels on this show. He's the breakout star. He feels isolated.
Uh-huh. Why don't you?
So you're Steve Perry.
There's no parallel at all, and I'm not the voice.
He's isolated. He's
when I need you.
That's a wrong song.
Wrong
man, wrong everything.
Okay, give me a sound. That's Leo Sayer, but that's really funny.
It kind of fit there.
Don't stop believing.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that you sang the wrong band, or Russ knew immediately that was Leo Sayer.
I know, but I can't remember people's names when I meet them. It's crazy, but I hate my brain.
Stupid brain! Stupid brain!
You know what's great about my stupid brain, though? I could watch Creed again last night and not remember who wins the fight.
Who still listens to Creed?
Yeah, you're listening on a record player?
Not the band, the movie.
Oh, you got the record.
No, the movie Creed, because I'm getting ready for the new one.
Were you guys throwing Orange Gina at each other?
There's a new one coming out, and I wanted my wife to watch the Creed, the first one, and I'm sitting there going, I don't remember who wins this fight. Okay, this is new Steve Perry. Let's see how he sounds.
Running down the streets, singing the song in my pants, and I dance.
It's been a long time coming since I saw your face.
It's so good.
It's been so long since we're together in the backseat of your car.
In the backseat?
Ooh, oh, you used to be my girl.
His voice is a little different.
Let me give you what you're ready to hear in his shows.
No
hey! Sing Don't Stop Believing or get off the stage! There you go. Get ready for a bunch of that.
Yeah.
By the way,
it sounds like an 80s song, doesn't it?
Yeah, Greg Rolie is the guy who was the singer. And it's so funny. If you watch the original video, I think it's not Wheel in the Sky, but it's one of those early songs where that guy sings the beginning and then Steve Perry kind of comes in. You're like, oh! That other guy should never sing again.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Steve Perry just like boom, like in your face.
I guess I don't know. I guess I was wrong. I always thought Steve Perry left Journey because he couldn't sing anymore.
Yes.
Didn't he have a throat surgery?
No, he had anxiety.
He had anxiety problems. He got stage fright for some odd reason. And I saw an interview with him, and he said he felt excluded and everything. And
Poor him.
The rest of the band members.
Take care of his mom or something, too,
right?
The rest
of the band members were like, what is he talking about? Like, we knew he was the band. We knew people came to see him. We had no problem with him, but it was in his head.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just happy playing drums. I wish you'd get up there and sing, and I could triple my money.
Angel, musically.
I wish you would stop believing in yourself.
How do you think his voice sounds compared to...
It's a little... It's interesting. You could tell there's a change there. It's not what you probably are accustomed to. And especially not like we're hearing it with the headphones, and this is like a streaming, you know, quality of the song. I'm curious to hear it in its more original form. I don't know whether it's a CD or whatnot.
He's going
to
be critiqued heavily, right?
Yeah, just or higher. Because I think Jimmy's right. A lot of people are going to be like, okay, you sound like a guy that sounds like Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard him in so long, so all we have to base this on is all the old songs.
And then you want to hear him sound exactly like he did 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit older, and everyone's voice changes.
How old is he now?
Oh, let's see here. Steve Perry, Journey.
You know what's crazy is that, like, people that you grew up, like, we understand that we age, but we don't expect that people that sing or act or do any of those things should age. They should always stay the same.
Yeah, we don't give them that.
Like, it's ridiculous how we treat them.
How about this, though? And the opposite of that is that what happens when a celebrity dies. Uh-huh. Like, for example, Kurt Cobain hasn't aged. In our mind, Kurt Cobain, he's always going to stay that age, that angst.
Right.
Jim Morrison. Yeah, all
Elvis.
Those guys. You know, Tupac and Biggie. Tupac and Biggie, we still see them as young rappers that were, you know, angry against the... You know what I'm saying?
Forever young.
Yeah.
I think seeing... Like, I saw 50 Cent on, like, The View recently, and I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you there?
How weird does he look with all that weight loss?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Like, did he lose a lot of weight?
Oh, my God, yeah. He doesn't even look like the same human being.
He did a movie where he played a guy that had cancer, and so he had a friend that had cancer. So he kind of modeled it after his friend, and he got so drawn up.
Yeah. All right, listen, it's not a name you recognize, I don't think, but you definitely will know the comedian we're talking about who has a, would you say, not a challenge for us, but
no, he wants to do something fun, yeah.
Wants to do something fun. So we'll tell you what that is when we come back. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Oh, by the way, Carlos, you were right. Steve Perry is 69 years old.
Is he really?
Yes, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Hey, so that song did sound very 80s, very very Journey. Do you think that's a smart idea to play to the people that already love you and play the music that they're used to, or should you play something that sounds a little bit different and more up?
No, man, do what you do.
Good at what you do.
What would he do?
Yeah,
you want him to come out and sound like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, is he going
to
hang out with a bad
you know?
Is he going to
do a Justin Bieber song?
Maybe a trap beat with
DJ?
Bad.
Yeah, with DJ Snake?
Or he could do Train. Arguably,
he's got a great voice. He could do something with a more up-to-date sound that doesn't sound just like Journey. Huh?
Yeah, the Chainsmokers. Just put them on. They do everything.
You know what I would do? Like what Michael Bolton is doing now, where it's like he's become this like comedy / amazing singer at the same time. So he's like, he's in the new Teen Titans movie. He was on Saturday Night Live. He does movies. It's like these guys are getting another run as this kind of piece of culture.
Yeah,
you know?
We laugh at them.
But at the same time, it's like they're still badasses.
But you know what? We do respect like when Judas Priest puts an album out and it sounds just like Judas Priest from the 80s, people are like, yes, that's what you should do.
Yeah, they're
do you and don't do anyone else.
Yeah, they're pure to the sound.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier. This is that song I was talking about. It's called Feeling That Way.
Oh, the one where he comes in?
Yeah, listen.
Are you feeling?
This is the old singer.
Feeling
not bad, right?
Peter Cetera-ish.
You're like, wow, this is good. I mean, this guy's got the good. Then this happened.
You know what? Let's sign this guy. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's this guy? Then he shows up. Then everybody's done.
How embarrassing for the other guy.
And they actually go back to the other guy in a minute. Listen to that. I mean,
and his voice is so modulated.
And processed. I was about to say, his voice is processed like crazy to get it even sound that good. Steve, they just hand him a microphone and they're like, hey, go do your thing. There you go.
So his voice was a lot higher back then, listening to the news. But that's just the way it happens.
That
right?
contrast is how I feel every time I come in here looking like this and I see Jenny from Roomba. I'm always like, you know what? Do you not do anything but look awesome?
Yeah,
is there ever a time you can look busted?
Yeah, she was wearing sweatpants the other day and I think a potato sack shirt looked like a million bucks.
Oh, wait till you see the girl that got in here now for the new news and traffic station. I used to work with her on another Spanish station that we had, and they're bringing her back. And it's if Jenny's 1A, this is anyone.
There's a dude at the sports station wearing a What's Up shirt. That's a big difference in their dressing.
Yeah,
he's like, "What's up?" And he's like, "This is my new shirt."
Hey, so we've got a comic that's going to come in here on Friday. Every Friday we usually have a comic come in from the improv, and it's usually a lot of fun. Every once in a while we'll get a dud, but for the most part we really enjoy when they come in. And this is a gentleman we've never met before. And if I tell you his name, most of the audience is not going to know who he is. And his name is David Kitchener.
It's Kechner. David Kechner.
Okay, damn it, Kechner. All right, it's Kechner. Okay,
and to be honest with you, I don't mean to say he has been in before.
He has.
Yeah. Yes, he's been in before. Yeah, one time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, damn. Was it before Anchorman?
After.
After Anchorman. Okay, well, then there goes my bad memory. I can remember Leo Sayre. I can't remember a guy.
Yeah. I don't want you to set something up based on that and you not remember.
No, the fact I don't remember it does not surprise me. But this guy has been on
I remember rocking.
The Office. He's been in, he's been on Saturday Night Live.
A million things.
He's got two awesome iconic. Powers. Yeah, he's got two iconic characters that are attributed to him. And one of them is from Anchorman,
yeah.
And the other one is from The Office.
Yes.
And so he's coming in this Friday, and he just, we've been going back and forth. He wanted to do something special for this week, being here in Orlando. And just to give you an idea, if you guys are still trying to picture, this is a little bit that he did on Anchorman.
Anchorman, yeah.
Champ here. I'm all about having fun. Get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off. Anyway, I become kind of famous for my signature catchphrase, whammy, as in Gene Tennis at the plate. Whammy!
So that was from Anchorman.
He's been in Anchorman. He also was in Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
Oh, my gosh. I love him.
I just watched a movie called Waiting. And Waiting is about, it was written here in Orlando.
Yep.
And it was like a Binigan's, but it was called Shenanigans.
Oh, and it's all about the underbelly of the restaurant world.
It could have been a documentary.
It was so funny. And he was the manager of the place. But if you look at all the movies, you're like, I recognize that guy so much. So anyway, what he wants to do is he wants to get three people that can do the whammy thing.
Do the best impersonation of him. Yeah. And we'll have you guys come in on Friday. He's going to be here in studio with us. And the person that crushes it, he's going to hook you up with tickets, appetizers, and drinks at the Improv.
Damn.
Nice.
There's a real interesting thing about David Kechner. He doesn't like follow the normal Hollywood norm of stuff like that. He's kind of a family man. And when we talk to him, he's not like goofy. He's not like any of his characters at all. He's actually kind of a serious guy. But what's interesting is he only spent one season on SNL. He was only there for 1 year. I think it was 96, 97, or 97, 98. I can't remember. Why do you think he left? And why do you think he only lasted one season?
Maybe family?
No, they wanted him to do stuff that he didn't want to do. And he was vocal about it.
Like what?
And they pieced out like certain sketches that he didn't think were funny, or from how I read the story, like things that he didn't really want to do. They're like, they're not really. He goes, they would come up and say, hey, Dave, we think you should do this. And then he realized they weren't asking him to do it. They were saying, hey, you're doing this. And he just wasn't down with it. And that's why he lasted one season.
Huh. He toured with Tenacious D.
Yeah.
And opened up for him.
Yeah. They're buddies.
That's pretty cool.
He's a hard guy to get a read on. He doesn't give you a lot to work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
You'll see when he comes in tomorrow. He wore like a little pork pie kind of fedora hat when he came in.
Okay.
And he's bigger than you think.
Yeah.
He's taller guy. And I'm just when we talk to him, he's just not silly. And it's weird because you expect people from SNL to kind of be a little silly, but he's not at all.
What was his role in Talladega Nights?
He was, crew,
he was in the crew.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He is really funny.
He's always funny.
He's always funny.
Like, I mean, he comes out like that Bill Hader, Koechner, and what's it, Will Forte. That whole crew, I think, did a really good job. He did a thing with, I want to say it was Will Forte, where they were like old... Like English gentlemen with the weird hats or the wigs and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And it was the craziest SNL. They would come out during the news all the time, and they would make these kind of sexually suggestive stuff, but back from like the 1600s. Hmm. And it was just kind of a really funny out there bit.
So Angel, you want people to email you, or how are we going to pick three people to come in here?
How do you want to do this? Do you want them to call in, or do you want me to just pick three people?
You know what? We can have them call in.
All right.
That way then we know. Give us a call now, 407-916-1041. Basically, if you can just yell the word whammy, right?
Is that I mean, yeah, if you can call in. You gotta own it, though.
Yeah, you gotta own it. You gotta make us feel like we're watching the guy from Anchorman.
And what's the winner going to
so
get?
Then what? Well, do you, or we'll just have three people, because whoever he thinks does it the best, you're gonna get a round of drinks, you're gonna get an appetizer, you're getting tickets to the show, his show on Friday.
And if I were you, I would write a tiny monologue for it. In other words, don't come in there and just go and yell the word whammy. I'd do like he did. You know, set up a scenario. Aaron Judge comes to the plate, 3-2 pitch, whammy.
Yeah.
You know, or and then do another sport. Tiger Woods steps to the tee, he's gotta be whammy. You know, do a thing. Don't come in and just yell whammy.
So in Anchorman, it was all sports related stuff, right? Obviously, because he was the sports guy.
But it was kind of a goof because none of the guys were really pros.
I'll tell you who's another weird guy who's in that sect of comedy people. It's John C. Reilly, the other guy from Talladega Nights.
Oh my God, I love him.
He's funny. He's so funny, but like interviews with him are the weirdest interviews because the guy won't talk about his personal life at all.
Yeah.
And he's not funny in interviews. So you're just like, what is going on?
And he's a major star, and you could be watching like a Colgate commercial, and you get the feeling if he read this script and he was pitched it and he liked it, he would make like a cameo, would stick his head out of the shower or something.
Yeah.
He appears in the strangest stuff.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just treats it all like art, and like it, almost to a fault, really, but it's weird to see someone that's so goofy and so silly be so serious.
Just go to YouTube and watch the Step Brothers outtakes.
I get him confused with the guy who had the baseball show that you like on Savannah.
Oh, no, see, and I think so underestimated.
Hank Azaria?
Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers.
Danny McBride. Danny McBride is so funny, and he does so many things, and he's just so fantastic.
When you look at Riley's IMDb, I haven't done it in a while. It's got to be one of the more diverse spreads. I mean, he's done it all from Walk Hard.
Stuff,
I mean,
yeah.
Walk Hard was brilliant.
Yes, Walk Hard is still one of my favorite movies. Have the soundtrack, still play it. Love
Walk
it.
Walk Hard.
Yeah, that was funny. I recently saw that.
It's good. It's just Kristen like Wiig. I like my comedians to be silly. I don't know. It's weird for me to think about
it. Yeah,
like
I get
that.
It.
Yeah. But I guess do you, boo-boo, in the long run.
We're getting text messages sent in, 77031. So David is actually in a new TV series called Superior Donuts.
Yeah, I think
that's really just
kind of out there. He was on the Goldbergs as well.
Yeah, so Superior Donuts is follows the Big Bang Theory. So it's been on for, I guess, a year now.
Talladega Nights.
We had no idea.
I mean, he's got a bunch. He was also in the hit Krampus.
that's a movie,
Evil,
right?
Santa Claus?
Yeah, yeah. Horror comedy. Yeah, it says Krampus.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like the story of Krampus, but I go back and forth about Krampus. Like, there's a Krampus Christmas sweater that I really want to get for this year, but I'm kind of holding back a little bit.
Why are you holding back?
Well, because I have a Gravedigger Christmas sweater.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to have priorities.
I don't want to fight my sweaters.
Yeah. You don't want to piss the other one off. I get you. I'm there with you on that.
The funny thing is you actually just said that you have a Gravedigger Christmas sweater. Nobody said anything.
No.
Like, nobody thought that was out of the norm at all.
No.
Immediately, conversation just continued.
Yeah, she's wearing an alligator shirt from Indonesia. She's got a belt with her name on it right now. Why would I think it's weird that she has a Gravedigger shirt?
Name upside down so
sweater.
She doesn't forget.
Sweater,
yeah.
All right, 407-916-1041. If you want to come up here on Friday, be a part of the YouTube channel, get to meet David Koechner, right?
I said Koechner,
right?
Yeah.
Koechner. Then get hold of Angel, and we'll pick three people to come up here.
Email me, angel@realradio.fm.
All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City defends their pitch versus rival Atlanta United FC next Friday. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1 and iHeartRadio.
Radio!
One.
tacos for a year at Tijuana Flats.
Oh my gosh, how do you do that?
Well, you go to our website at monsters.fm and you vote for the best combos of all time. And just by participating and voting, you're eligible to win that free tacos for a year at Tijuana Flats. And that should be starting today around 10 o'clock, I think, is when Blog and Molly will have that up. So look for it on our website at monsters.fm. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and Angel. And you say there's a breaking news, like a big accident?
Uh-oh.
It's definitely an accident, and it's happening out there towards the Disney area. They're describing this as an industrial accident.
Industrial accident.
What does that mean?
Like a spill or something? Like a bio?
So those are all in the realm, Jimmy. And on the list of things of the way that you're going to go out,
yeah,
I would think that this is probably one of the worst I've ever read. This
what?
Is like definitely not, and it's not super graphic or it's not gory in the sense of like, you know, being splattered on something.
Okay, listen, so I know there's like potato chip factories and Lay's factories. So what if you fell into a big vat of Cheetos?
Eat your way out!
And you fell the body, you suffocate in Cheetos.
You must have read something close to it.
I did not.
According to deputies, two employees were emptying oil and grease byproduct from a semi truck into a vat. And a gentleman, it looks like, might have slipped off of that of said product. And they
of what? Like grease?
Yeah. It was oil. Is that a power company?
Yeah.
Can you swim in oil?
Like oil you cook with?
Deputies are saying that an employee, a 61-year-old man, was standing on a grate when he slipped into the and fell into the vat. The other men tried to pull the victim from the vat, and they were not able to help him. According to the deputies, fumes from the byproduct overwhelmed the victim, and he slipped further into the vat.
So you couldn't swim in oil, I guess.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Is it almost like quicksand?
It's probably from what they're saying here. Just the toxic fumes and everything probably overwhelmed it, and you can't move.
Man,
that's terrible.
What a way to go. Maybe just going to work that day.
And they're saying it was that oil. Emptying an oil and grease byproduct, Jimmy. So I'm assuming it's cooking stuff.
No, I don't. I read a little bit of the story, and if you'll remember, Russ, back we had a buddy named Mark back in the day who had dealt with power transformers.
Yes.
Well, I believe they packed
transformers.
They packed the stuff around there in this oil that's, I believe, used to disperse heat.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that's what I read.
Oh, okay, because it is the Reedy Creek Energy Facility off of Western Way near Cass Connection and Property Control.
Reedy Creek is straight up Disney.
That's Disney, yeah.
I didn't think they'd even let that one out.
So when you see those giant transformers at transfer stations or whatever for power, if you read that, when they build those transformers, they fill them with this particular oil that either stabilizes it or disperses the heat or does some insulates it.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the oil they were changing out.
That's not a good way to go.
Wow. I mean, not that there's a good way, but dying in your sleep at 90 is way better than that.
So the vat is open at the top? Like, how do you fall into that?
I guess they were unloading from a truck. A guy's standing on a crate. I guess the fumes, he's probably not getting enough regular air. The fumes overwhelm him, and he falls into the vat.
Oof. Oh, my gosh.
And at that point, there's no way to catch, you know. If you're not properly
right.
secured or like, tied down, I don't know how they get you out of that.
Man, if he had to write down, 10 years ago, how do you think you're going to go out? Like, you never guess that. That's not a way you would guess. You know, that's
terrible.
Huh.
Man. God bless him and his family.
Yeah. Dude, there's video hitting Facebook right now of the Taylor Swift show last night in Tampa, and God dang.
What?
I mean, the place is absolutely, I mean, it's like they just squeeze people in between people.
And she was charging a lot for her tickets this year. Yeah. That matter of fact, she caught a lot of heat for that because she was charging, I mean, more than anyone else and still selling out.
And there's like three stages. There's a main stage and there are two other stages in the stadium where she just kind of pops up, I guess. And it looks like they had these octopus tentacles coming out of the stage and waving around while she's doing the thing. It is bananas.
I do kind of appreciate the fact that she did not make excuses nor apologize for the price of her ticket. She's like, oh, that's what it costs. Like, she didn't, you know, and I've heard other bands say, listen, we want, like, Kid Rock is big on making it the cheapest price, you know, for his people and that kind of stuff, which I respect that as well.
You see him in sweatpants in the band. I mean, you know, it's not a stage show like that. I mean, that's a multi-million dollar show stadium to stadium, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There's less. He does pyrotechnics and he's got a big screen, but a lot less than what Taylor Swift does. Yes, Angel.
Would you guys be in awe or impressed that with Taylor Swift being 90 minutes away, give or take, she sells out her show, that there was a concert here in Orlando, at the Amway that sold out as well.
Yeah, now, is it pop music?
It was pop music, yeah,
and sold out as well.
And
huh?
she sold the Amway out, and it was amazing.
But it was Shakira,
yeah.
So that's also the big Hispanic crowd.
No, but
so different demographic, probably.
Absolutely, but yeah. I mean, they're both in the pop music world. You know, and I was just like, because of the me being here late yesterday, I had a pair of tickets fall in my lap at 6 o'clock, and I was like, all right, cool.
Did you go?
No,
oh.
I didn't. I was tired.
Yeah. By the way, the texting service checking in to make sure we have the stuff on that accident correct and. We're close. The oil they use is mineral oil inside of this transformer, so you're right there. When the electricity runs through it, it turns into a hazardous waste, being that the oil has so much electricity. I guess it changes the property of the oil and makes it into something they have to kind of dispose of as a biohazard, and that's what would happen.
That's pretty much how the Joker was created, you know, fell into a vat of.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, we couldn't, I mean...
Time for you to don your Batman hood, Russ.
Yeah, we might need to start keeping our eyes open for any Highline burglars that have baffled us.
Yeah. Guy says, here, I'm a lineman. Those trash can-looking things on utility poles are filled with that oil. It's nasty stuff, and it smells really bad.
Ugh.
Oh, man, I want to be the Riddler. I already got a trivia show.
You're the sloth man.
Oh. That's a way less cool thing. That's not not even remotely cool.
That's what you should do for Halloween. You get the green suit and the cane and the, you know, do the Riddler.
There we go.
Yeah, I like it. So did your wife enjoy the concert? Did she enjoy Taylor Swift?
Haven't spoken to her. Oh. No, she went with some friends last night. She was supposed to stay over last night in Tampa. They planned to kind of just drink themselves blind.
Yeah.
But she did not. She came home last night because she's on this AIP diet and alcohol is not part of it, so rather than being around people just hammering drinks and having fun, autoimmune protocol.
But what's the acronym again?
AIP.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh, the setup for that. I'll never do that again for you.
You know what?
So I haven't talked to her about it.
I was worried for you.
Full steam ahead.
Hey, Savannah, people on the Texas servers are saying that last night on the Taylor Swift show, they had snakes coming out of the stage.
Did they?
It looks like tentacles, but I guess somebody just said, yeah, it's snakes instead of tentacles.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And there's like three of them. So there's the main stage, and there's these other little stages out in the crowd, and she kind of pops up at one with her dancers and whatnot.
I love it. Taylor Swift is my ringtone for my phone.
She did 2+ hours last night in that heat and humidity, and people were very impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, it was outside?
Oh, it was in a stadium, dude.
It was Raymond James.
It's a stadium, man.
She sold out Raymond James.
Wow. This is not an arena show, Russ. This is a
I thought it was an arena
80,000 people in that arena
sold it out.
Are in that stadium.
And once again, she was getting a little flack for charging more for her ticket prices. But if you can sell out a stadium and you're still charging more, you know, you're
80,000 people, not one square inch didn't have a human occupying it. It's that many people. And
opening act?
You don't have to. Yeah, they had three big ones. Camila Cabello has one of the biggest songs in America right now with that Havana song. Mm-hmm. And Charlie XCX is also featured on a bunch of other songs. They both open. And by the way, my wife sent me a little video from the Camila Cabello show, and she sounded unbelievable.
They should have named it Savannah Na Na Na. Then that would have been really
half of
sold out.
My heart is in Savannah. Hey, I'm going to Cuba next week. Speaking of
What day do you leave?
The 23rd.
Is that a Thursday, Friday, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, really?
I'm just trying to figure out what days you're going to be with us next week.
I'll be here next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
100% for sure.
And then you're...
Maybe Monday, but I doubt it, but definitely on Wednesday.
Good. That's awesome. And of course, when you go to Cuba, you fly in.
Yes.
Fly into Cuba, and you go in, and you stay in, like, in real Cuba.
And then I get a driver, and then I drive all the way across Cuba.
Yeah.
To the part where there's no people from America.
I'm starting to look forward to my trip to Cuba. At first, I was like, I'll do it because, you know, whatever. And now, as I started to kind of look into things.
So you're booked?
Yeah, I'm all booked. Yeah, I'm going for a week and going to be in Havana for 2 nights. We're going to the Tropicana Hotel, which I guess is like, you know, like a, you know, famous place.
Oh, yeah.
Tropicana.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have so much fun.
And Jimmy, I was telling these guys, I think it was the day that you were out, the cruise, when you go on, there are no kids on the cruise at all.
Oh, really?
And it's all you can drink.
Wow.
It's a Norwegian cruise line. So,
wow.
You're going to have a super fun time.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You're going to have a great time.
I've got this other trip planned that I'm excited about, but my wife now is like, oh, yeah, we're going on another trip. But Cuba, she's so excited about
it
for our anniversary.
Let's Cuba's awesome.
Now, what's the other trip she's not buying so much?
Oh, she's in it, but now we don't talk about it like we were before. We're going to Bar Harbor at the end of next month, and she's never been, so she doesn't know what to expect. I'm trying to explain it to her, and she's like, oh, okay, a mountain. That sounds nice.
Yeah, but no.
Arcadia, a national park, is amazing, but you can't sell it to someone if they've never seen it.
You know, and when you do see it, and to be honest with you, when you go into that Bar Harbor area where it's like the kind of a little touristy area, that's kind of whatever. But when you go to Acadia National Park and you go around, it looks fake.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it looks like somebody made it.
Too picturesque?
Yeah, it is. I mean, everywhere you turn there, it's an amazing vista. Everywhere.
Well, you could do postcard.
It is. I mean, I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I may have talked about the lobster rolls too much and sold the food more than I should have. But anyways.
Wait till you eat in Cuba. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't even matter what the food is, really.
Cuban sandwiches?
It's just so much better.
I want Cuban sandwiches.
You can just
Russ,
don't do that. You just get a ham sandwich.
Don't be that dude that goes to Cuba. Can I get a Cuba sandwich?
Is that bad?
Do I just say sandwich?
Yeah.
No, you can do it, but like
can I get a here sandwich?
There are different variations on that. But
what do you call your sandwiches, senor?
A lot of avocado, a lot of fruit off the trees. Like in Cuba, everybody eats all day.
Yeah,
but the food is everywhere.
You dig
right?
plantains?
Oh, I love plantains. Yeah.
All right, because they do them all kinds
and
of ways.
Chupina.
They do the sweet plantains. They do the fried plantains. They do mashed plantains.
Yeah.
A lot of plantains.
Did you just yell out some girl's name?
No, Chupina. That's what they drink.
I don't think that's who.
Remember, Jays are like, hi.
The Jews had nothing to do with that.
Jupina is delicious.
Why do I feel we're on the verge? I mean, Savannah's been like 9 times, and I was never really worried about it. You're going, and I feel we're on the verge of a national, international incident with our new friends from Cuba.
No, it'll be fine.
Shut it down.
It's a big deal. I just want to party with Pitbull.
I keep thinking I'm going to run into Dom racing a car backwards. You know that
probably not going to.
When I think
that.
Of Cuba, real Cuba, that's what I. That's the only movie I think I've seen in real Cuba.
But I will tell you this:
is there another movie in real Cuba?
Yeah,
where?
Don't try to take pictures with the police.
Oh, don't.
Don't talk to the police.
Yeah, I usually
don't look at the police.
What if I buy them a jupina?
And a hair sandwich.
Just stay away from them.
Okay.
They're not fun.
Yeah.
They're not going to be funny. Just don't.
Just assume this. They work for the Castros.
Okay.
Like, I was with my driver, and then this time, the last time I went, somebody new came with us. He had his camera out of the car, and I thought the driver was going to slap him in the face. He was like, put your camera down. Put your camera down.
Remember.
Put your camera down. Because they can't be on any film or any video or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah,
there's that part, and they're new to the tourism thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know.
So they're not going to be hey, welcome. They're going to be like,
what's up, Captain? Did you want to fight?
They don't know not to abuse you.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to
you can't turn them in.
So you're leaving next week.
Will
you be able to, like,
because the Wi-Fi is great now, too, and I'll be able to get in touch with you guys.
Good.
Can you take me to the T.T. Rivera statue?
All right, listen, when
That's
we come back,
shirt, right?
Don't talk about politics
at
all.
I don't do that here. Why would I do it there?
If somebody even tries to bait you and says, so what about your president? Say, you know what? I don't know anything about that.
Like, who's the president? I don't even know.
Take this jupina and go.
I'll have a here sandwich. Listen, when we come back, we'll open up the phones, okay? So we'll open up the phones. You can give us a call. If you got a question for us, you got something to tell us about, anything you want to communicate with us, it'll be the time to do it. 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
Your next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Real Radio.
You sweat just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do so
well. See, that's my jam. I like that.
The name of the rapper, Ja Lil.
I can understand everything he's rapping.
Wholesome raps, I like them.
Hey, welcome out to the Mosh of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're also live on our YouTube channel. You can check that out. Remember, on Friday, Dirty Jim will be have his show at 3 o'clock right here on Real Radio 104.1, the Jim Culberson.
Yep.
Ross Padgett's still there, right?
Yep, Ross is still with us. Deb's there, of course. Jack is there.
All right, and that's
tons of fun coming up this Friday, as always.
And then, Ryan Holmes, when are you going to be doing trivia again?
I'll be doing it tonight at Friendly Confines in, off of Loma, and we start at 9 o'clock, and you can win up to $60 tonight.
Oh, that's late.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that one's a lot of fun, and in that place, the drinks are cheap, and $20 each round, so that's a good place to have.
Dude, that is literally right around the corner from my house.
And then Angel's got, what the hell is Angel listening to on Friday, but all this week, you're hosting the sports.
Co-hosting with Shy Doctor, The Finish Line, on our sister station, 96 The Game. It's been a lot of fun.
Very nice. All
Monster Sports, topping it up. Monster Sports, going worldwide.
We like to open up the phones every once in a while and hear what you have to say.
So this never!
And we got a lot of people calling, which is great. I love that. Dave, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. I just wanted to let you know a little bit about that poor guy in the oil tanker.
Yeah.
I work in that industry, and if you're unloading or loading a tanker, you have to be up on top, looking down in the manhole, watching your fluid levels either rise or drop.
Okay.
So I'm guessing something went awry when he was up on top of that tanker.
Hey, but Dave, how hard would it be to fall in that little hole? Because it sounds like the hole isn't that big.
Depending on how you're standing on it, if you're not paying attention, I don't want to.
Is that something that you could get overwhelmed by the fumes?
I mean, I do use cooking oil like Jimmy was talking about, so it really doesn't get that way, but I'm sure depending on what you're hauling, it could be an issue without a doubt.
Hey, Dave, so you get rid of the used cooking oil at restaurants? Is that what it is?
I do. I'm actually pulling up to a Taco Bell right now.
Oh, you got a full load, I'm sure.
I got a question. How often are they supposed to empty those? Because let's just say if you live near a particular restaurant, sometimes it smells like they have not. I mean, it can smell bad after a while, right?
Yeah, it goes rancid.
Yeah, I mean,
rancid.
Is this the establishment near Horgate?
There is no Horgate
anymore.
Yes.
It's shut down.
You don't think it's oil?
If it's
Horgate,
it might not.
No. There's no Horgate. That's something that Angel loves to perpetuate. No.
But I didn't create it.
But if you had a thing of oil that hadn't been changed in some time, every time they turn on that fryer, it smells bad.
Oh my God, he fell in!
Ah, damn!
Wow. Poor guy. I don't know what happened to him. Hey, is that Jace?
What's up?
Hey, you're on Real Radio 104.1. What's up?
Good morning. Angel Boom. Listen, I got two songs that.
Oh, this is not going to go well for you, Jace.
Are you requesting a song? Oh my God, we all know not to do that.
Let's hear the request. He might have the perfect request.
Okay.
Let's hear.
So, Houdini, friend.
Are you in the tank too? Is everybody falling in tanks this morning?
No joke.
No, I'm not in the tank.
Where are you?
I'm in actually the hallway of my apartment complex.
Oh, okay.
I've been on hold for a while.
So, Houdini, friends, and here's one from the old school, and I'd like to know if this is the original rap song, because that's what I understand it, and it was Rapper's Delight.
Whoa, wait a second.
I've never heard this song.
I've never heard of this. No. Please explain, sir, what is this? Because the original first rap song was Blondie. Everybody knows that.
How does Rapper's Delight go?
Yeah, what is this?
Can you Kiki challenge to it?
Oh, my God, I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
It sounds like a load of crap. I've never heard of this Rapper's Delight.
Is it like a Turkish delight?
Yeah.
Is there a lyric or anything that you remember?
Can you remember anything?
You guys got me on the nervous point, and I can't but I just remember the name of the song is Rapper's Delight.
BS. Sorry, dude. If you can't call up here and sing at least a lyric of it, I don't believe it. Blondie forever.
How's it go?
I can't remember.
I've been in this tank for forever.
That's the only thing you called about, sir. And you can't even remember the damn song.
I have a question for Dirty Jim and Angel Boom.
Okay, let's hear it.
Good. Jimmy's waiting for his question.
Multiple shows. Do you get paid for doing
multiple? Oh my God! And then he hits a hard-hitting question.
Yeah, or do you get paid a flat rate but still have to do multiple shows?
Is he asking how much we make and stuff?
He's asking if you get paid per show, since you have like 10.
It is paid per joke, sir.
Yes.
Every joke.
Yeah.
And that's why I wear the same t-shirt every 3 days.
My
Primetime Kitchen is a separate gig from the Monsters, and it pays differently. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Hard-hitting questions.
We didn't handle anything. I feel he was disappointed with that answer.
Yeah, I like that. All right, 407-916-1041. Hey, Dan, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Dan?
Hi, good morning. I have a hard-hitting question.
Yes, what is your hard-hitting question, Dan?
I'd like to ask you all, if you were actual movie monsters, what monster would you be?
Good question. Very good question. I think I would go with Frankenstein. I like Frankenstein. Kind of big and dumb. That's me. I'll take Frankenstein.
Actually, and just the fact that you're claiming it's Frankenstein when everybody knows it's
Frankenstein's monster.
Thank you,
Russ. His name is Adam.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
Were you a zombie? Did you get turned into a zombie?
No, thank God. We call them walkers.
What would you be?
I said the Frankenstein's monster.
You would be Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. Carlos would be
Freddy Krueger.
That five brides of Frankenstein.
Come back to me.
All right, Jimmy.
I probably would be a werewolf, kind of like with Twilight.
But man, Pinhead and you, like,
I like the ability to be the bad guy, but yet be able to kind of walk around normally.
Gotcha. Oh. Okay. Yeah. How about you, Ryan Holmes?
Oh man, I would be the leprechaun from the movie Leprechaun.
The little leprechaun?
Yeah, it'd be a little Warwick Davis and making jokes and killing people.
Okay, Angel, if you're in a monster movie, what monster
That's
would
what
you be?
I
would be a werewolf.
A werewolf. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right. And then Savannah.
Well, damn it, dude! I didn't know. Sorry.
I'm gonna go bride of Chucky.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There you go. I see that.
She's little, but she packs a punch.
Yeah, she's reverse me.
She's right. Okay. Did that answer all your questions, Dan?
That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Did that complete the puzzle?
I've been writing fan fiction for a while. It was the final piece.
I love it.
Thank you, sir.
This is great.
My life is now done. I'll put on my blue Nikes and pull the sheet over my face.
I've got to now jump in a tank.
And it's so odd. Some days we'll do this and nobody calls. Today, lines are just packed.
Yeah, well, they heard the first two and they're like, we can do better than those guys.
That's what it is. Natalie, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Natalie?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. What question do you have for us, or what do you have to tell us?
You sound like Dan.
I didn't really have a question. When that guy started talking about the rappers you like, it all popped into my head because I'm that old.
Now we got another one. We got another one saying there's a rappers delight.
Haven't heard it. Can you do a bit for us?
Let's hear it.
How's it go, Natalie?
Oh, no. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I said it hit. The hippie to the hip hip hoppy and don't stop from rocking to the bang bang boogity up dunk the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat.
Yeah! I love it when white people rap.
She should get a prize.
Yeah, she should get a prize.
She should. You're right.
She should have.
Mike, you're on the radio. Wonderful.
What happened, Russ? That was quick on the button there.
It's that finger blow. I haul a heavy finger.
It did not delight me.
Yeah, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Awesome. I know that some of you guys are going to Cuba soon, and I just want to let you know that if you go to Cuba, the American dollar is actually less than the Cuban dollar. And if you want to get around that, go ahead and get your currency changed over to pesos before you go, because the peso and Cuban currency is almost a one-to-one ratio, so you don't end up losing anything.
This guy's Michael Douglas from Wall Street.
They don't take pesos.
They do. Cuban people have to use pesos. People that are traveling to there have to use kooks.
Kooks, that's what I thought. Yeah. Huh. Do you do that, Savannah? Do you even worry about that?
I get a little bit of kooks at the airport, and then, you know, I got friends there, so I do all the rest of my stuff on the slide.
Go, that's definitely one kooky bitch.
407-916-1041.
Everybody, let's do it. This is a song I learned for my daughter's VPK dance.
Are we dancing?
I think so.
Okay.
Here we go. Mom dance.
Hey.
You can watch Savannah Mom Dance on YouTube and me. Hashtag.
That sound is a good roller skate sound.
Hey, you didn't tell, did you have a good time roller skating the other night?
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun.
Hip it, hippie the hippie, probably don't stop. Rock it
out, baby. Did Angel, did Angel actually take a request? I think he did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
To the beat.
I think he did.
Just now or at skate night?
No, here, just now.
No, no, no. I was cooperating their claim that this was the number one hip-hop song.
Gotcha, very good.
A rap song.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Savannah.
Us. We look so bad.
It's time for Savannah, the Gator Entertainer. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song. Check it out. When I'm Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1. Hey, if you just missed your opportunity to win that trip for two to the iHeartRadio Music Festival, that's okay. Country fried man. Wait another 45 minutes or so, and you have another chance. Just listen for the keyword. When you hear the keyword, all you do is text it to 200-200. And if you win, man, they're going to treat you right. You get the airfare, you get a place to stay, a beautiful hotel, and you get to go to one of the biggest shows with some of the biggest stars in the world. It's the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So keep listening for that all day here on Real Radio 104.1, not just through the monsters, but through the Films File and the News Junkie. And I think even, see, 8 o'clock, even through Tom and Dan. So you have an opportunity to win all day long here on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Ryan Holmes, and Savannah and Carlos. We'll be back in a second. I think they're either still writing her bit or getting the sandwich.
Yeah, or next door at the cafe.
Yeah, right.
They're just hanging out in the hallway with that guy who was in his hallway. It's just a good time.
I just saw Bari out there, so I know he's coming around soon. The driver of the monster truck, zombie monster truck.
Yes.
Who will be in town, I believe, this weekend doing the big thing at the arena.
He's like a hometown hero kind of guy.
He's from
Apopka, and he used to drive the Spider-Man monster truck.
Oh,
and then they moved him over to Zombie, and the zombie has got the two arms in the front, so when it's running, it's always like, which is kind of cool.
He's such a sweet guy, you know. He's making the rounds, and you know, that's not the easiest thing to do in the morning. You know, you're hitting like four or five different shows who have different angles, from a sports show to our show to like
different personalities.
The rock show down the hall, and then the everyday easy listening show, and he's got to kind of morph from show to show to kind of make it interesting, you know.
Hey, so while we're waiting for them to come in and for Savannah to do her bit, a new study by the Journal of Sex Research. They did this, and I got to tell you, I think I've done an independent study myself, but this is with 13,000 people. What do you think they have determined? The women that are better in bed. What is something that women that are better in bed have in common?
They're brunette.
Brunette is not a bad guess. It's not correct. Angel.
I don't know. They're funny.
Funny, okay. That's not it. Ryan Holmes, if you had to guess,
are we in the world? Is in that realm or
no?
Is
but as soon as I tell you, you're all gonna go, oh yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna go since you said you've done personal research, and I feel like I've done my own. If you're saying that, I'm going crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy. Yeah.
Emotionally unstable women.
Oh really?
It says it's a scientific fact now. Study shows emotionally unstable women are much better in bed. The more unstable they are, the better they are sexually.
Right.
And it doesn't go on to say why. It just says it's a fact.
That's just a guy who wrote an article that was real, got real jaded by his girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know why that is true, but it does seem to be true.
Yeah.
You know, we always heard that argument that women kind of have a weird thing with men when they try to change them. You know, oh, I can change him. He's crazy. I can change him.
Yeah.
But I've heard the argument for the crazy woman thing.
Uh-huh.
I've had guys in this building years back say, you know, I don't know what to do, man. I mean, this chick is unreal in the bed, but I literally can't be around her for a day and a half.
And that's what they say when they did the study. Most of the guys said, the best sex I had was with the craziest one. You know, that was the thing. You want to start our music back up?
Man.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I went downstairs to get everybody's food.
Okay. All right. Welcome back.
Did you try to write my segment here? I can't say this on the radio, but... This is how I write my segment every day. First of all, let me tell you this. This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland. Go to Gatorland.com and book your trainer for a day. Right now, you can hang out with me and my friends Michael Brown and Peter Gamble, and we'll go all around Gatorland, and we'll do stuff when no one else is there, and it's super fun, and sometimes we get in trouble for it. Yeah.
What you just showed us was prison scribbling.
Yeah. So only the YouTube people can see this part, but I always write my bid, and I left my notebook to go get everyone's food.
No, I'll tell you, what's funny is the YouTube people know that I did that, and I told them, watch, Savannah's going to say something as soon as she walks in, and
so,
you did.
Every day, I write down my goals. Every single day when I wake up, I write down one, TED Talk. That's a big goal. I write down two, 1 million YouTube subscribers. Number three, be on Ellen or Jimmy Fallon. Doesn't matter which one. And number four, be in the Crocodile Specialist group. But
ooh,
I wrote
that
down here, Ricardo, because Ricardo's going to be a part of my segment. And here's what Russ wrote.
They know. I already told
them.
Can
you guys see that?
What's it say?
I can't say it on the air. No. I'm so sorry. All right.
But
so,
the people on YouTube know.
Gatorland.com. You can follow our YouTube channel. It's at Gatorland Vlogs. So here's breaking crocodile news. How about that, guys?
You hear it here first.
Breaking crocodile news.
What is breaking?
I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but hundreds of crocodiles have been left stranded on a West Bank settlement after an Israeli businessman, his plans went awry. So basically what's happened is there are hundreds of gigantic crocodiles from this farm this guy tried to build very close to the Jordan River. Crocodiles don't belong in the middle of the desert. But nope. Someone brought them all there,
right.
Made this thing in the middle of the desert, then abandoned it.
Well, it was very cold for a moment.
Well, so all these crocodiles are still there, and they're escaping. And if they get into the Jordan River, and they become an invasive species over there, guess what? That's an international incident.
Are these Egyptian crocodiles?
No.
No.
I think, from the picture that I see, I think they're saltwater crocodiles. However, I know they use different pictures sometimes, and it might not be what it is. Either way, that's a really big deal. So here's, I have emailed the New York Post.
Right.
I have emailed AP. Mm-hmm. I have emailed every big news agency to try to find myself one contact there.
Uh-huh.
If anybody out there has any information about this incident or knows anyone that lives near the West Bank, please message me.
Because you're doing a study?
I need to save those crocodiles.
You're going
to
save them. Now, is this what Glenn Beck got hold of?
No. That's a whole nother story.
Okay.
Yesterday,
sorry.
I'm going through my social media,
yeah,
and I'm doing what I do, you know, and I'm looking through stuff, and I see that our Twitter is blowing up. Like, out of nowhere, it's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, that's really, really weird. Like, why are so many people? So I get to the root of it, which takes a lot of time. And the root of it is this. Glenn Beck, whoever that guy is.
It's a talk show guy.
Tweeted my white alligator, and attached to it, it says, great, another white male for the left to bitch about. All right, so I'm going to start by saying alligators don't have any place in politics, and I think that's simple enough. Now, I don't know if that was supposed to be a joke or if it was a bad joke, and then so it's a video of me petting a white alligator, and then that's that. And I'm like, wow, that's a kind of a weird thing to say. I better dig some more. And then I see someone from the left, Russell Colburn, I don't know who that is either, says, a quick check of Gatorland's website, Gatorland.com, says that Moonshine is a female. Hey, how about you check your background and check your facts, Glenn Beck, or shut your mouth.
So, that is just a perfect symbolic exchange of Twitter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One
really
on both sides and both wrong, kind of. You know, like, it's a gator. It's not, you know.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
It doesn't vote. It's albino. Can't help that part of it, but like,
is it an educated albino or is it a working class albino? Because we need to know for the votes.
Well, it's not. There's no white alligator privilege, just so you know.
As far as you know.
Well, I've never heard of
it. It got your Twitter out there though, so that's good.
I mean, I guess like, I don't. It's a weird world we live in where you have to be like whatever works.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, so we at Gatorland are neither left nor are we right. We are an all-inclusive park dedicated to our animals, and that is it. I'm just saying that because I feel like I need to say that.
But the white ones get more attention. I mean,
but I shut up.
Yeah, and you keep them segregated.
Yeah.
No, okay, so I was going to ask an expert, but I couldn't find anyone that I could talk to about politics because I really don't understand politics. So I thought I would ask Ricardo, what do you think about politics?
And who's Ricardo?
Ricardo is our Cuban crocodile at Gatorland, comes straight from Cuba, and he's amazing, and everyone loves him. So I was going to ask him, Ricardo, mm-hmm. what do you think about politics?
Oh, okay, now he's here. I always wait for my papi angel, you know? He got me, you know, doing it. Mira.
What?
I ain't like the Democrats since Kennedy, okay?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Why Cuban missile crisis. Three words. The Bay of Pigs. I lost a lot of good crocodiles that day.
That's true.
Okay, and guess who won? Cuba. Cuba won that little battle and sent JFK con el Marilyn Monroe, con el Joe DiMaggio, con el Bobby, con el todo, te lo mandaron por allá. Porque Castro lo hizo.
I'm going to see some of your family next week.
Oh, porque, why don't you come by the cage first, my little area, and fall in. And then that way, I could eat you.
Right.
What do you think?
That's
gonna,
straight up.
I'm going to go see
please,
your,
mommy, right?
Straight up. I'm going to go see your family, and you know family is very important.
Oh, yeah. Tú me puedes, can you bring back some Levi's? Okay? Bring them Levi's or Jordache.
I'll bring back some cigars for you.
Mira, I got little hands. I cannot smoke a cigar. That's very insulting to me because I am Cubano, and I want to smoke un nice Cubano, pero look at this. No movement. No movement.
Can't really get up there.
No lo puedo hacer. No lo, I cannot do it.
So if you want to hold. I'll hold it for
holding
your
holding a ladder is a little difficult.
Yeah, sí, Angelito, mira, él sabe porteriqueño, él sabe.
Probably can't reach his mouth, can he?
No, look at me right now. I can move side to side.
Yeah.
Side to side.
What if I hold the cigar for you and you promise not to eat my arm?
Now look, I'm going to take one puff, okay? But after that, I'm going to bite and do a gator roll, a crocodile roll.
A crocodile roll.
A Cubano crocodile roll is more delicious than an American gator roll. A Cubano crocodile death roll comes with hot mustard, un poquito de puerco, and a lot of rolling.
Well, thank you very much, Ricardo.
Okay, nos vemos.
In about two weeks, I have a really exciting announcement that I'm going to get to finally say out loud.
Is it the Ricardo t-shirts?
Yeah, man. Speaking of which.
It's not.
Ricardo, what's the percentage?
Business. Okay, por favor. We need to talk negocio. How much?
I think Mr. Ricardo's been talking to Mr. Easy. Ricardo.
Sí. Yo soy cubano crocodile, pero I'm no idiot, okay? I'm out of here.
It's not. It's not just that. Like, there's a big thing on the horizon that I'm going to be doing, and I can't wait to tell you guys what it is. And as soon as they announce my name, then I can talk about it. But Carlos is going to be a part of it, too.
Can cool. I guess? Can cool. I guess?
Yeah. You can guess, but I can't say yes or no.
TED Talk.
I can't say yes or no.
Ellen.
That's yes.
I can't say yes or no.
Oh, my.
Fight with Whoopi Goldberg.
I can't say yes or no.
Wow. That's a yes for sure, yeah.
Specific. Oh.
But anyways, you guys go check out Gatorland.com. Check us out on social media at Gatorland_Orlando. And we're also on Twitter. So come be a part of us. Be a part of our family. We appreciate your support, and we love you.
Three more minutes. So what else you got?
Oh, I got three more minutes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Was I talking really fast? I feel like I was talking really
fast. You were talking really fast. Well, you must be excited about whatever it is.
I'm excited about a bunch of things coming up.
She's excited about that sandwich that's sitting on the table.
Yeah. That's why she's talking fast. Because the faster you talk, the quicker you can get to your sandwich. I know how it works.
No, because I can't make time move.
Hey, so when you're packing, because I need to pack for Cuba as well. Of course, I'm going much later. When you're packing, what do you pack to go to Cuba?
You need to pack bug spray.
Really?
Well, actually, no. Wait, hold on, Savannah. What time of the year are you going?
I'm going the first week of November.
Yeah, so it's going to be super cold. So you definitely want to bring a winter coat.
Pack bug spray anyway.
It's not cold in Cuba.
Pack bug spray.
Bug spray?
I'm telling you, pack bug spray.
Snow skis.
Even if you just leave it when you go, just pack bug spray.
All right, pack
bug
spray.
Like, the bugs over there ain't no joke, man. They're like land of the lost bugs.
So if
a mosquito will suck your eyeball out completely. That's how big.
Even if we're just in Havana, I mean, because you're out kind of in the I don't want to say the woods, but if you're out in the swamp, you go to a swamp, right?
Bugs don't see city limits.
Oh, no.
They don't care.
It's a Caribbean island, bro.
What's the name of the swamp you go to? It's called
Zapata.
Zapata Swamp. That's probably why there's a lot of bugs. I can't imagine there's a bunch of bugs.
I'm just saying.
Isn't Zapata Spanish for shoe?
Yeah, no. Shoe.
It was a general fought for Cuba in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, General Shoe.
And they stopped the Americans at Zapata Swamp. So there's a big sign when you drive in there that says, this is where we defeated America.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's Cuba is not trying to keep their weapons a secret like we do here in America, right? Like, there's tanks on the street. Like, just letting you know, hey.
Right.
Don't mess up.
We got tanks.
Because we got you right here.
Yeah, we're working on that here.
Yeah, we got our military parades coming soon. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we got one coming up. Yeah,
I love a military parade. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
You got one coming.
So do most dictators.
I think it's September. Right?
You shut your mouth. I am the dictator.
All right.
Missing an S there.
Aren't you the president of Florida?
When we come back.
I am the president of Florida, the self-elected president of Florida.
We'll talk to Bari, who's with the Monster Jam. He drives the zombie truck. We'll talk to him when we come back. Woo! You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
We did a song. Yeah, we did a song. We was dragging Jim Beam by the handle. Me and Steven Herman loading up ammo. Bumping good in my real tree camo. This white boy really think he Rambo.
The Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Your chance to win that trip for two to Vegas coming up in about 15 minutes. So listen for the keyword. I'm Russ Rollins on with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes here. And we have our special guest, hometown hero. He drives the zombie truck for Monster Jam. It's Bari is back with us today. We'll put him right there. He is. What's going on, buddy? I dig that shirt. That shirt's the ball, man. Of course, Monster Jam. When's Monster Jam coming up, Angel?
That's this weekend, man.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, they're here. They're in town.
And it's this is going to be a much different show than we've ever seen before. Bari, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. It was a little struggle getting here. That traffic is crazy.
Oh, it's out of control.
I listen to you complain about traffic. You're used to just running over things, right? Yeah, I'm sure that does drive you crazy. Now, from what I remember correctly, you're from Apopka.
Ocoee.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
But did you live in Apopka?
No, real close to Apopka.
Okay, well, okay, so Ocoee, and you started by the remote control trucks,
right?
And someone saw you and said, "Man,
that boy's got it.
You're pretty good at that. Can you drive?" And next thing you know, you're driving monster trucks.
Yes, it was like on the spot. That was back in 2006.
Wow.
He said, "Man, if you can drive an RC truck that good, you could probably do the real deal."
Now, has anyone else been recruited like that?
No, not that I know of. I'm the only one. But
also, what a lucky.
There are different instances where people don't come from motorsports background and they're driving now.
So yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool.
And then the first time we met you, you were driving the Spider-Man truck, that's just iconic. That's an honor. And now you're driving the truck that I remember seeing, and I didn't know you were driving it at the time this year. And it's like, oh, that zombie truck is really cool because the way the arms flop around and it just looks like a zombie. And now that's your truck. Now, how long has that been your truck?
Since 2015.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing engineering over here, Bari, by the way. That's pretty amazing engineering. I mean, the truck itself is a feat, but to get those arms to stay on during one run, let's face it.
Yes.
A lot of gorilla glue.
Yes. That used to be my goal. I'm like, all right, the fans want to see the arms come off.
Oh, yeah.
On our YouTube channel.
With El Toro, right? They wanted those horns to come off. Like, everybody had something they wanted to see get destroyed.
We've got, if you go to our YouTube channel, we've got, it's Bari on the in the zombie truck doing some runs here.
It's so cool, man.
It's so
super
funny.
Cool to see that. Yeah, it's great to see it.
Bari,
so,
I'm sorry.
So Bari, so the ones that we've seen all before, it's always been at the
Camping World Stadium,
big stadium. This is going to be in the Amway Center, where it's, you know, obviously it's covered. I mean, I'm going to think the sound is going to be crazy. What is the difference for you as a driver, you know, going from a big stadium now going to a small arena?
That's a great question. I always tell people, if you can drive the trucks inside the arena and make it look good, you can drive in a stadium with no problem.
Now, when you say make it look good, what do you mean by that? But is it just the different
smooth
air? I mean, what does that entail?
Just the rhythm that you can control the truck within a 75-second freestyle and just make the fans sit on the edge of their seat, you know, that because there are boundaries that we have to take in consideration when we're in an arena that size. So if you can, when I say if you can finesse, I like to use the word finesse, a 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck with 1,500 horsepower inside an arena,
right,
man. Stadiums are easy.
Do they set up an area where you guys can actually practice the whole idea of confines like that?
Yeah, we have a Monster Jam University. It's in Paxton, Illinois. It's actually the home of Tom Mintz.
Wow.
With Max D. in his backyard.
Oh, really? His backyard?
So he's made a few bucks doing this, is what you're saying. He's got an arena in his backyard, a mock arena.
One day
mock arena.
Mock arena, there you go.
Now that you're doing this, you know, in the small stadium and stuff, like, how often are you on the road? Like, are you, is it put you on the road a lot more than you used to be?
Not really. I'm usually gone about half the year, spread out. Yeah. So about 26 weekends out of the year, I'm gone somewhere.
Now, what do you do for the rest of the year? Do you have another job or anything? Or
man, I've actually had the fortune enough to be at home and just do my own thing.
That's
I'm still
great.
Into
the RC cars,
the RC trucks. So I build stuff for people. You know, anytime you can do something that like that that you still love, it's like, oh, just.
You're
know,
like a big kid.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, I'm sorry.
By the way, Bari is here. He's going to be at Monster Jam this weekend. Yes, Angel, question for Bari.
So going back in and driving in the arenas, is there like line of sight kind of markers that you're looking for as you're driving, or are you just completely just going off a feel?
No, you can. We go out there before we even get in the trucks, and we do rehearsal like the day before. We try to pick out landmarks or banners. Usually there's like stuff around the arena that you can kind of pinpoint to know where you're at. But it's really, once you get the feel of it, you just kind of go with it. You know, it's just second nature almost.
Hey, what did it feel like the first time, like you lifted off like the highest ever? After working with RC trucks, here's your dream come true.
He's drug
free.
And
now you're in the RC truck. What did that feel like?
That was crazy. I mean, I can remember that like it was yesterday in the test field in North Carolina, you know, hitting that first jump. And, you know, they start you off small, so they kind of trick you. They're like, oh, I hit the first jump, and it was probably only 4 feet off the ground. And I'm thinking, oh, this isn't so bad. And the next day, they raise the ramp. So I was like 12 feet in the air, and I'm like, oh, you hit the ground, and you feel it.
Hey, Bari, so how many successful monster truck drivers would you say there are in the world? Like 10, 12?
There's probably over 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is like name, like name. No. When you say Tom Mintz, everybody knows who that is.
Well, or even if you say
Dennis Anderson,
the name of the truck, you say the name of the truck, people know who it is. And so it's not that many.
No.
Yeah, not that many. So you are really an elite kind of thing. What other responsibilities do you have? And I'm curious, I'm thinking about like social media and all this kind of stuff. Do they tell you, okay, listen, you're one of the biggest guys we got. You're driving the zombie truck and you're a name that people know. So you got to do this, or do you kind of just do what you want?
Yeah, just do with whatever I want within reason.
Really? So the Monster Jam people don't tell you, hey, listen, you've got a responsibility
to
keep it up.
You got to do six turns, man. You got to do six turns, seven jumps.
Right.
Okay. No. They don't like go to the side and say, if we don't do that, we're not making the budget this week.
But do they force you to do meet and greets or promotions for the company, or is that in your contract?
It's never a forced thing. You know, I love doing this. This is something I grew up, you know, following as a fan. So anytime, especially here in Orlando where I'm home, I'm everywhere if I can be there. You know, I want to be more than one place at one time if I could.
You got a lot of friends like, hey, man, hook me over tickets, dog.
Oh, man, it came out.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to go back to the actual driving the truck. Now, we hear from wrestlers all the time. It started up, you know, the one thing, you know, even though everybody kind of knows that wrestling is coordinated, let's say that.
What?
We've talked about it 100 times. Like, when you hit the ropes, it still hurts. Those are still hard steel ropes with just plastic around them. When you hit the mat, it still hurts.
Sure.
Is the truck designed to take a lot of the impact, or when you jump and you land coming from, you know, 15 feet in the air in a 12,000-pound machine, how much of the truck impact does that take, or how much design and how much does it hurt?
That's a great question. You know, these trucks are computer designed, and there's a lot of technology that goes in on making sure they work properly in the way they need to, but there's still the fact that, you know, if you're jumping high in the air, 20 feet in the air, and you've got a shock that's only 30 inches fully extended, you're still going to feel it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so you definitely have to be conditioned, but these trucks are some of the safest motorsports vehicles in the world, especially with all the safety equipment that they have now with the custom conformed seats to your body. Like, I have two seats that are just for me.
That's what NASCAR does. I mean, they mold the seat to the driver, so when they install it, it's exact fit.
Yeah.
Hey, Bari, what do they do about the exhaust fumes inside of the arena?
That's the overwhelming question. Not everyone's worrying about, you know, how, fitting the trucks into the stadium or how they're running. They're like, how are they doing this with the exhaust?
That's a great question. It's actually monitored throughout the event.
Yeah.
And we coordinate the show to keep the fumes down to a level that is safe for the whole entire crowd. so that we don't have to worry about it.
And the motors are only running during the run. It's not like they're idling in the back. I mean, you have 75 seconds of those motors running. They burn a lot of fuel, but the fuel's actually a little cleaner. Do you guys burn alcohol in those?
It's methanol, yeah.
And look, man, let's not kill all the fumes. I don't drink anymore. It gotta be, that'd be nice
to the top, you know, Carlos.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hey, Barry, do you have a particular truck that you just love to beat? Is there one truck you like, you know, this is the one I don't want to ever beat me?
Oh, man, all of them. I mean, everybody's so good now. You know, the level of competition has raised, the bar has been raised. You know, back, you know, even 10 years ago, Tom Mintz, Dennis Anderson, the whole Anderson family, they had a lot more as far as leg up on the competition. But now with the advent of the university, at Monster Jam University, there's so many new talented drivers that come out, and man, it is tough to win every single race.
Whose decision is it to decide the theme of the truck? I would find it interesting. I mean, do you have input on that, or do they just go, hey, Barry, we have the zombie truck available. We think it'd be really fun to have out there. And do they have a line of trucks ready to go when the other kind of gimmicks wear out?
Yes, there is tons of designs that you haven't even seen, that I haven't even seen.
Oh, really?
I've just heard about them, and it's like, man, that's cool. So they definitely have brand. They're always on the cutting edge of what the crowd might be thinking. You know,
well, this is a perfect example of it, this event going down at the Amway, that you're bringing in three of the things that you do at the Amway, but you're putting them all under one roof, and you're having, what is it, eight drivers?
Eight, yep.
And you're kind of, so how's the format? Is it like round robin, or is it bracket style?
When we open the show, we do racing or time trials, so that's a random draw. And usually, if we have enough space, we'll do bracket style racing. You know, 8-4-2 to the winner. But I think we're gonna do like a time trial in Orlando here, because the space requirement to do roundy round isn't quite so big here. So we'll do a time trial. Whoever gets the fastest time around the obstacle course is the winner.
Wow. Hey, going back with what Jimmy said, if you had all the money in the world and you could design your own truck, this is the one Barry really wants.
Your theme.
What would your theme look like? What would it be?
My theme? Let's see.
Broadway?
I'm a big fan of Transformers.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
Well, that seems like custom made for that. I mean, because it could do a bunch of stuff, like transforming to something.
I think Optimus Prime would be
good. Yeah. No way. No Megatron, man. You got to go Optimus Prime.
Prime, yeah.
Yeah,
because he was a truck. Megatron was a gun.
Yeah, that's right.
True. It's a little bit weird. Do Prime.
So your name is it Barry Musawir?
Barry Musawir.
Musawir.
Yeah.
Now, what, you're from Ohio, though, right?
Correct.
What's the nationality of your parents to get that name, or how did you wind up with that name?
So my dad actually changed his name. So it's an Arabic name. So once he changed it, it was just our name. So you know, stuck with that.
Yeah. Well, okay, tickets still available for this weekend, right?
Absolutely.
And it's Saturday?
Saturday, two shows.
Two shows.
Two shows on Saturday.
Nice.
Man, I'm sure it's going to be awesome. And, of course, we'll see you again, I'm sure, January. Oh, you'll be back for that, right?
We got to eat some zombie boogers, too.
Absolutely. They drop
delicious.
Nice.
We actually boogers. Have a, those will be available at Ace Cafe. I'll be there.
Oh, nice.
At 6 o'clock. On Friday.
Oh, good.
So it's like a party before the actual show.
Nice.
Oh, pre-party.
And we got fans that they're eligible to win dinner with me. Four fans will be able to win dinner at Ace Cafe with me.
How do they win that?
They just have to be there.
Just be there. Okay, good. Well, Barry, always a pleasure to see you. Good luck this weekend.
Barry.
Of course, come back and see us
next
year when you guys will be at the Camping World Stadium. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. And by the way, you have a couple minutes. You'll be able to hear that keyword that can win you a trip for two to our iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's going to be in Vegas. Just hear that keyword and text the keyword to 200-200, and you could be a winner. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. It is 9 o'clock and you're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Make sure you text that keyword. We need a winner. Come on now. A big thanks to the Ace Cafe that provided food for us this morning. And a big thanks to Barry for coming in from Monster Jam. Nice guy. Super nice guy.
Super nice for a guy who like crushes cars for a living. Like he was just like the nicest dude.
And if you go to our YouTube channel, you could kind of rewind a little bit and see him racing, which is pretty cool. And just go to Monsters.fm or iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes. And now it's time for Deborah Roberts to bring us the real news. But I do have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Since you know a lot about the puppies and dogs and cats and you love all that stuff. Okay, so I have an issue and I'm trying to figure it out. I have a dog that doesn't get along with other dogs. okay? But I want to take it somewhere where it can run and just run and have fun. But
In the sun.
Yeah, the poor thing doesn't get to run around because we have a very little backyard. And I can take him for a walk, but he wants to run. Like, where can you take a dog that... That's not a dog park. It's not a dog park, I know. No. I need a big fenced-in area where he can run around and get some exercise, but not... But not have to.
Is he a runner? Like, would he take off if you took him off the like, if you found a big field that wasn't a dog park, but that you could just take him off the leash?
Does the field have a fence around it?
Probably not.
See, I don't know. I don't know if he'd ever come back.
I mean, does he listen to you? That's I guess what we're trying to get to.
No.
He does listen to me, but as far as come here and all that kind of stuff, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in it.
But once he gets running, he's going to forget that he listens to you. He's that kind of dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, special dogs are like that.
Yeah, there's only 3,000 of these, and they're only two generations from being feral, you know, so it's kind of, you know, it's a weird kind of a thing.
In your house, they have boundaries and they know them. If you take them outside.
Yeah.
And you, like, once they get started, like, they're going to forget about you completely.
Do you know a place where you take a dog just to run and have fun?
Not that isn't a dog park. And those would be the one locations you would find where you'd have this space to run, but and it would be fenced in, but you don't have a dog that gets along.
I got a buddy. Billy lives in Ocala.
Yeah.
You can let him run free. The only thing, you got to sleep with his wife. That's it, though. That's like, you have open reign with the field, yeah, but you just have to bang his elder wife.
I can't do that. If you find a dog park where it's kind of the same people all the time, you can ask them and go at different times. Like, sometimes right before the dog park closes, people will give you, like, 5 minutes alone if you have that kind of dog, because dog lovers love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, we used to take wolves to the dog park in California.
Oh, really?
And we would just wait till, like, 10 minutes before, and they'd be like, okay, because they wanted to see them run, too, you know, but they just knew they would eat their dogs.
It's like, now I'm starting to kind of feel bad. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, I know you need to run somewhere, buddy, and I don't know where to take him. You know?
And a dog park would still be an option, because the great thing is, with your schedule, you get off early enough in the day that most everyone else is still in the office, so you're not going to have the issue like you would. Like, if you try to go to a dog park at 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, you're going to have an issue with other people being there. But at noon?
Deb is totally right, and here's the deal. Your dog is not a red zone vicious dog that is going to go attack another dog. Most of the time, dog parks, empty.
Yeah.
I mean, especially the time that
she's talking
about.
The only one I know of is the one in Sanford.
I know a bunch of them, man. They're really good ones that are kind of off the beaten path.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that you could let your dog run, and if they're massive. So even if another dog was there, you got to also let them kind of check out other dogs so they get used to it, and then you don't
get
have
that butt sniff.
Yeah.
It's all important.
Thanks, Savannah.
The butt sniff does...
The weird thing is, that's the third time she said that today.
But I'm different. Right, Deborah? Oh, yeah, it's where they learn everything. How do you think me and Deborah became best friends?
Yeah, immediate butt sniffing.
I gotta tell you, man.
Now we got Angel's attention. Okay, good to know you're paying attention over there.
I let the dog lay in my lap last night and watch a movie, you know, and he was so happy about it. But then when he got out, I had hair everywhere, and it drove me crazy.
That's what happens with dogs. They have hair.
No, not really good.
That's
animals.
Why I let them sleep on my head.
Listen.
That's the first time you've let the dog sleep on your lap?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
But he looks... You know what? I feel guilty that I haven't been able to take him running.
Are you Catholic?
So I said, come on, sit on my lap.
How long have you had the dog since you've been together, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I pet the dog all the time.
But you don't never in your lap, like, letting him love you and imprint on you.
But you don't have a personal relationship with the dog, though, right?
I mean, no, I do with this one. I do. But it just...
How could you say that? You've been with a dog for a year
because
and you just
sheds.
Let him sit on your lap.
I don't want all that nasty hair all
why
over
you.
Why
do you have your fist ball though?
Yeah,
when
why
you
are you
about
getting all
dog?
Angry about it?
Why do you tuck your thumb into your hand when you make a fist?
That's how you get a broken thumb.
It's just a fat thumb, a big fat thumb. I let him sit on my lap last night and we watched Creed together.
Oh, that's so awesome.
He remembered the ending.
Uh huh.
What's his name?
Bo. His name's Bo.
Let Bo.
I didn't name him. My
you
wife named
your dog after your best friend.
My wife named him before she even met me.
Uh-huh.
So I do have a dog named
Bo.
So
last night you sat on your couch and had Bo sitting in your lap.
Yeah, I was in my leather chair because I didn't want him on the
hair in your crotch.
All over my shirt and on my crotch. There was hair everywhere. And I'm like, God, that's why I don't let you sit on my lap.
Do you let Bo lick your face?
I did last
night. I'm glad you asked if that's not a let him lick his face, because we went from the crotch to the face.
Lately, I've been feeling guilty because I know he wants to go running somewhere.
Yeah, you don't spend enough time with Bo if you want to know the truth. I mean, that's not being a good dog owner.
We might have to have an intervention here because Bo got a hold of the phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, did he really? Hold on.
Oh, no. This is going to be awesome.
Is this my dog, Bo?
What's up? Hey. Woof, woof, woof. Man, I had a good time at Wolfie's last night. I just want to say that I had a big night last night. What's up, buddy? What's up? It's me, Bo, your dog. That also sounds like your best friend, Bo.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
For the first time, I let you sit on my lap and we watched a movie together.
Man, you know what was awesome about that? No chances of a boner happening. That was the best part. I was like, I'm going to lay on Rusty Poo, and I know no boners and no weird spirits.
You know, the shedding, though, once you got up, the shedding actually made me itch. I had to go take a shower
before I went
to bed because I hate all that hair.
I know. I got a lot of hair, man. It's what I do. Bows grow hair and grow nose. And by the way, man, the dogs are cool, too.
Hey
Deborah, I was thinking about shaving the dog.
Everybody knows Bo don't like shaving.
No way, Bo.
But my wife said those kind of dogs you're not supposed to shave.
Don't shave them, Bo.
Why?
Hey, Deb, how you doing, Deb? Hey, can I ask you a question, Deb? It's me, Bo, Russ's dog.
You can ask me anything, Bo.
Hey, do you take your dog outside and, like, let him play and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Take him out to run in a great big green verdant field.
Damn it, man. That would be nice to actually have my paws feel grass once.
I've got no backyard at all. It's just a courtyard, basically.
Basically, I'm stepping over Jimmy Buffett surfboards all day.
To go to the bathroom, he has to walk up in this little garden that's only really small, so he needs to go running.
Yeah, I do need to run, but last time we run, you said something about, oh, no, my knee broke. I love you, Russ. I'm your buddy, Boo. I'm out for your dog.
Bye. Okay, get out of here.
Somebody go check on him, make sure he's not passed out because he's hyperventilating. Yeah.
I did not realize that Bo could call in too.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many questions for him, but we ran out of time.
I know.
He's a smart dog.
I can't get past the fact you had to take a shower after just hanging out with your dog.
Jimmy, there was hair everywhere, yeah. And I felt itchy, and I felt gross, and it was in my head.
Were you naked?
No, I had a shirt on. No pants. Shirt on.
Okay, well, there's your first problem. I don't think it's the dog's hair that's making you itchy.
No, yeah, thank God you only had a shirt on.
No, everything was all like hairy because they shed so much.
You just said you hit the nail on the head.
What?
It's all in your head.
No, it really makes you.
No, what the cranberry said.
No, there was white hair all over my head because I had black on.
Well, just let him teach you the lesson of letting that go.
No, right.
Is it the whole year you've given up experiencing having him hang out with you and watch a movie? In the end, you're still going to have the leather chair. You're just not going to have Bo, and Bo's going to be the one you're going to miss.
Now Deborah's going to make us cry.
He will not miss the dog. I promise.
Hey, Russ,
he's not going to miss the dog.
Quickly, yes.
Top secret,
not a dog
Russ,
guy.
That hair's always all over you.
Oh,
you
know.
Could only see it because you had black on.
We've been talking about it for months.
I probably have Bo hair on me now. Yeah. But anyway,
I just thought I was allergic to Russ.
Yeah, I can see it from right here. Yeah.
What's happening in the real news?
It's making
Deborah?
Me sneeze. Actually, right. You should really bring like a hand vac or something to work with you.
I got a Ryobi one.
I do have a Ryobi one.
Matches my shoes.
What's going on in the real news?
Well, we've had unfortunately a fatal industrial accident on the Walt Disney World property this morning.
Yeah,
61-year-old man falling into a vat of oil and grease byproduct. Coworker tried to save him, and he wasn't able to. Michael Draco made his first court appearance yesterday. Bond still remains at $100,000. He's the Clearwater Stand Your Ground shooter.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going to happen with that case. But the prosecutor says he believes he has a charge he can prove.
Yeah. 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 I think so as well. You know what? I just saw that guy's mugshot for the first time yesterday. He was way younger than I thought he was.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought that cat was like in his 60s, but he's not even close. He's like mid 40s or something, right?
He's 48.
Yeah, man. I mean,
yeah,
he's pulled his gun before. And he's tried to start fights before, and he's an a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Angel.
Do we have an update? We've had a handful of callers this morning asking us if we were going to talk about this. I've had some other friends that have had a personal experience with this. What is the recourse, or is there any update with what's going on with E-Pass, SunPass?
It's funny you should
bring
that
up. We had a guy call in, and he was like, in 2 days, I've been hit 3 times for billing.
Yeah.
I've had other people say, you know, they've got hit for hundreds of, and it's not that they're questioning that whether they're using the service or not.
This is the whole problem, is that folks are worried that there's going to be 3 months worth of tolls that are going to come due into your account in 1 day, and that's what's happening. So definitely have them reach out to the Florida Department of Transportation. They're waiving all late fees. They're also said they're helping folks whose banks have overdrawn their accounts.
So that's what happened to my stupid account. So
the process, I kid you not.
That's the process as of right now, is just to reach out to either one of these services, so SunPass or ePass, and call them directly.
And let them know that you're having the issue with it, because apart from that, I mean, you'd be trying to sue a state agency. Now the contractor, Conduent, they're facing an $800,000 fine for messing this up so bad. FDOT says, or SunPass says, all of the toll transactions have now been processed, so we shouldn't be getting hit, because I'm like everybody else. Every day I go to check my account, another $15, $15, $15. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Mine just got charged yesterday for me being in Boca Raton.
Oh, really?
I'm not in Boca Raton.
No, you're not.
And you're not the only person who's had that issue as well. Someone said they were sitting at home when their transponder said they were driving a Kissimmee.
Oh, hey, and I never would have known this except for you. So big kudos to you on bringing the news, man.
Well, thank you. It pisses me off too.
No, but seriously, that's what news is about.
That's what news is about.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Deborah.
Thank you, Savannah. I appreciate you too.
You just went way higher up on my list of badass.
I want to be a Gator news anchor.
Well, of course, she'll also bring in the news on Friday on the Jim Colbert Show, every Friday at 3 o'clock on the Jim Colbert Show. Thank you, Deborah Roberts.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Love you, Savannah.
All right, when we come back, big kudos to you. But when we come back,
you've got dog hair.
Nerdy news with Jeff Kaufman. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster the morning. Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, Savannah. Of course, we got Ryan Holmes here, and now it's time for the Nerdy News with Jeff Kaufman, who he and I are co-writing a comic book together, and it's getting more exciting and more exciting as we get closer and closer to Spooky Empire and to the release of Jolly Jane, our the first graphic novel that I've ever been a part of. You've done many with Big City Comics, but this is the first one I've been in. Man, there is a lot of work involved.
It's unbelievable. It's a ridiculous amount of nonsense you got to go through.
But it's fun. I've had so much fun doing this year and doing this with you. But I mean, and it's such a cool process, because I go in and I have a story, then I'll go in with Jeff and we go over it and go over it and go over it and really condense the wordings, and it's really, really been a lot of fun, and I'm really excited for when it comes out.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things. That's the one thing about comic books. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. A buddy of mine's opening his comic book store. Actually, today it's a soft open. It's called Banff, and it's in Maitland. And it's kind cool. of the people, how they fight for their dreams, and they want to do this creative stuff.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and I'm just glad I'm able to, I got to tell you, working on this book with you has definitely changed the way I do comic books.
How's that? What do you mean?
Oh,
nice.
You know, the idea of having somebody you're working with and being paranoid about every single sentence affects me with your book that it doesn't normally affect. Normally, I just write and I knock it out. I feel good about it. But there's a paranoia I have with this book.
You just want to make it the best possible.
Oh, yeah. Because what happens normally is when somebody like Russ does something new, they go, oh, well, he's just doing this. No, this book is solid.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I mean, like I said, this is something that there's a lot of paranoia about knocking this out.
And I obsess about things and go over and go over and go over. And he likes that I'm putting that much effort into it. Now, the next thing that we have to edit tomorrow is the first time we see Angel in the comic book.
I'm right here.
I know. I'm just letting you know. But so we gotta. So I hope I represented Angel properly the way that
is everybody in the show on the comic book except for me and Dirty Jim?
Not yet. No.
Everyone gets their segment. Yeah. It gets going.
We still got that.
We got left out, Jimmy.
No, nobody That's got okay. left out.
No, we'll kill him in the next
book.
We'll
talk. I just had to get Angel's parents' approval before we put him in this one.
Anyway.
All right, well, let's go to the nerdy news.
Yeah, and by the way, Jeff Kaufman does have a real business as an attorney, and he's helping a really close friend of ours. And they're so happy with...
I got to be honest. Yeah, I mean, she is super happy. And whenever you hear somebody happy with their lawyer, that's a rare thing. Because I know it's crazy because you think, oh, well, there's a lot of lawyers, whatever. A lot of times, man, you get with a lawyer, you don't get calls back, whatever. Thank you, Jeff. And she's very happy.
Well, the reason we did that is because I went from a very big firm and I just wanted to start representing people again.
Yes.
So my partner Craig and I, we actually do represent everybody, which is, but let's get to the nerdy news. That's enough lawyer stuff.
WhenYouNeedUs.com. And right. Thank you for helping our friend. We appreciate it.
All right. New Spock. New Spock. Yeah, Star Trek Discovery. His name is Ethan Peck.
So now, okay, Star Trek Discovery is the Enterprise, like, way before, like, the first story started.
It's a prequel, kind of.
Prequel, okay, yeah.
But believe it or not, somehow they're getting Spock in.
Is this the streaming one?
Yeah, this is the one on CBS. It'll be in season two, where they've hired this actor, and the guy's name is Ethan Peck, and you might have seen him. He was in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. He probably kind of played the douchey guy, the douchey magician, but I think he's going to do real well.
Okay.
And... weird thing is, I wanted Taylor Sicarlos. You know how a lot of filming is done in Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
Like Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Canada has just passed Georgia. This is the first year that they've passed Georgia in the amount of movies they've made.
Isn't that where they're doing Shazam is in Canada?
Yeah. Coop just got in Vancouver. They were out there for a while. And Vancouver's always been a pretty busy spot, but I guess they're doing even more.
It's all about saving taxes.
Yep.
And this is the weird thing. If you're in Florida right now and you want movies and television, call Tallahassee.
Yep.
Tallahassee killed it, and we were doing... there were so many different great productions happening
Bloodline.
In Florida. And it was that simple. They just let it go. They let the tax benefits go, and suddenly, no production in Florida.
And that's the reason that great show, Bloodline, that you were in. I loved the show before you even started working on it. They came to an abrupt ending because they got rid of their tax.
Had Burn Notice, too.
Yeah,
Burn Notice got canceled.
Yeah, the last film with the tax incentive was Moonlight. And did that do anything at the awards? Did Moonlight win anything? Oh, yeah, it won Best Picture.
Right. It happens, but let's talk about the movie of the week. Who would have guessed? The Meg.
Yeah.
Carlos actually called our shot and said that was going to be the number one movie. It's an amazing piece of film.
Angel loved it.
The Meg. Jason Statham.
How big was this thing? I'm just wondering.
Meg is huge. And just between you and I, there's more than one Meg.
Spoiler.
Man, you just ruined probably the line where he goes, there's more than one.
that, not for nothing, Los.
We're gonna need two.
That's exactly the line.
I can't wait to see it.
It's amazing.
And a little Wars trivia for you. Ian McGregor. You know, you've heard about the Obi-Wan Kenobi. They kept saying it's a movie. They haven't even hired him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it might have just been a rumor.
Just a rumor.
It might have just been a rumor, and that's kind of sad. But it happens.
Is it true Princess Leia does not have a star on the Walk of Fame?
No, I don't think she does.
Yeah, that's crazy. You would think she would have.
Well, she's only done that.
Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher's really only done that. She wrote a book and did that.
Fairly iconic, though, right? For. I mean,
Is Postcards from the Edge, is that the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they made a movie out of it starring Meryl Streep, right?
I think eventually they're going to do it, Jim. I think that eventually what's going to happen is Star Wars people are going to come out and...
Well, what happened was Captain Kirk... William Shatner came out and said, hey, how come Carrie Fisher doesn't have a star? You Star Wars people need to get together and get her one, because he's got one, you know?
Yeah, Shatner's pretty good at what he does.
Shatner likes to rub it in, yeah.
Let's talk about what's coming up. August 12th, Fear of the Walking Dead started.
Yeah.
There's going to be a two-parter, and you know your boy Morgan is actually going to move over there.
I know. He's made the shift, and I hear this season is insane. Actually, Jenna Elfman was at Walker Stalker this weekend. Super sweet, super nice, and is so pumped about being a part of The Walking Dead.
Oh, I'm sure.
She's
done a lot of other things.
That's what we talked about was, I said to her, I was like, I remember you just mostly in sitcoms.
Yes.
And then her agent or her manager was like, no, I want you to stay in sitcoms. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say, but what the hell does it matter? She said, only stay in sitcoms, fired her manager because she really wanted to do The Walking Dead. And then I actually walked up to her and go, hey, I was going to be like, hey, I was on TV. And she goes, I've seen every episode. What's up? You're from the kingdom. Like that. I was like, oh, so that's what
crazy.
A great actress does is they don't just jump into a series and be like, I think it'll be cool. No, you watch literally every episode
and know
what's going on. And that's why she's crushing it, had a massive line out there over the weekend.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I just read this and I hadn't noticed is that before the season starts, they bring every actor in one by one and explain in their interview whether they're going to die or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you don't quite know. You walk in and the guy tells you when you're, you got this main part. They go, okay, this is what we're going to be doing with your character. We're going to do this and this and this. And you live.
No, that's not how it happens.
Well, this is what has happened with the guy like the guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know firsthand, and it's not really how it goes, at least on Walking Dead. They would never tell you straight up when you're going to die. Like, nobody knows that.
You didn't know until the night before, right?
No, I didn't. I knew 2 weeks before
because
I got a call from Scott Gimbel. But no, I mean, like I said, Jeff, they have a totally different showrunner over there.
could be totally different. But when I talked to Lenny, who plays Morgan, he didn't mention any of that.
Lenny actually gave Jess an interview, and he said that he said like a year before, he goes, that's what happens. He goes, they walked me in, and they told me this is what's going to happen. And he goes, but I didn't know I was going to fear until like, you know, he was like one of the last ones.
Now,
to
that's
find
true.
That out.
That's true. He did not know that he was kind of going over there, and it was the perfect timing for him.
Is Fear the Walking Dead, it takes place at the same time as the actual Walking Dead?
No, I think it's off by like a year and a half or something like that. There are rumors. I think they may catch up from what I've heard or read.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, they are different timelines as of now.
Well, the Star Trek movie that's coming out, the new one, is on hold.
Oh, so the one with Chris Tarantino?
Pine. With Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
And this is the deal. Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth, the guy who plays Thor, were supposedly the stars. The problem was the last movie only made like $385 million.
Was it Hemsworth in the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hemsworth is going to play his father, believe it or not.
He did in the first one.
They're time traveling.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hemsworth was in the first one as his father who dies, but I guess they'll do a time travel thing.
Yeah, they're doing it. They were supposed to do a time travel. The fact is they can't pay him. They can't afford to pay the two actors.
Oh, really?
So they're going to, you know, they've been trying to negotiate and both actors. Well, we're out of here then. So, yeah.
Damn.
And I guess Chris Pine's going to be living off Wonder Woman.
I know. He's got no money in the bank. His
poor thing.
Yeah. You know what his dad, who Chris Pine's dad is?
No.
He's the head of the Lawyers Bar Association in Beverly Hills.
Oh, geez.
He is as connected as you could be. Because I remember seeing, man, Chris Pine just popped out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, his dad represents everybody. Not to take away from his talent, because the guy's really good.
I think he's great in the star. Yeah, as Captain Kirk, I think he does a great job.
But it's always interesting when you see just somebody pop, and there they are. You're like, oh, how'd you get here?
It's weird how that happens. Now, locally, everyone knows Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
It's actually starting this month.
It's
August 18th.
I know.
Wow.
It's 2.5 months.
Yeah, man.
Not So Scary.
The earliest I've ever seen it.
Dude, they got Halloween decorations in different stores already.
Well, Not So Scary. We're talking August 18th.
Yeah, no, I'm
not
just saying
so much Halloween yet. That's what it should be called.
Halloween is taking over as the new Christmas, isn't it?
Now a 4-month process.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of tourists that come into town that want to experience the Not So Scary whatever, and so they do it for them.
And it's not like they're not going to sell tickets.
They sell out almost every time.
They're going to sell them.
Now, when they do this, is that like they shut the park down and then they reset for the night?
Yep.
No. Or is this Halloween stuff up all day.
No, he's talking about when they boot people.
Oh, yeah, they reset it. But you will see Halloween
see all that and everything.
For sure.
But then they reset it for the night, they close their gates, and they reopen it.
Yeah, sometimes I think they do wristbands.
The wristband thing, okay.
Wow.
I've done them. It's fun. You know, a bunch of candy.
And I thought I'd share something with you as a past cast member of Disney. I did my own tour at Disney for about 5-6 years.
What'd you do? Jungle Book?
I was in entertainment.
Okay.
So, not like Carlos Entertainment. I was low-level entertainment.
What'd you do?
I can't tell.
Oh.
I know what you did. You were Tigger. It was not. We don't talk about
you
our friends.
You did the Chinese theater tours. I know you did. I always wanted to do that one.
But I wanted to share some. These are the 5 things people don't know as employees.
Okay, good.
For example, at Disney, you are not allowed to point with one finger.
Yep.
Really?
You have to do the two-finger point no matter where, because people think you're pointing at them when you do this.
I thought it was I always heard it was in a different country. That was like a, you know, dirty word. But I know they do the two-finger point. It's about showing direction.
If you do this, like if I do this, there's a vantage. They go, what?
You're pointing at me. Don't you point at me.
But 2 fingers.
I see you.
You do it with 2 fingers and see how I react.
Phrasing.
Hey, I'm not touching that one.
I'll kill you.
When you're in different areas, for example, every area has their different wardrobe.
Right.
You're not allowed to cross areas.
Oh, Jeff, let me tell you something. One time, I had Aladdin come up to me at the Twilight Tower of Terror. And he was coming up to say hello. And I wanted to tell him, like, dude, you're breaking the magic right now.
Yes!
Aladdin is not supposed to be in this world.
I gotcha.
Get the hell out of here.
Better go to a whole new world right now.
Yeah. You're also not allowed to say, I don't know.
Right.
When people ask you a question.
Oh, really? What do you say instead of I don't know?
I'll look into it. Let me do this.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Also, the Disney look, for example. Like, there's no tattoos, piercing, stuff like that. They're still one of the only parks and businesses that's able to hold that.
No facial hair, right?
You can't have facial hair now.
It has to be clear.
No.
Like you have beards. That, like, there's certain things you can't have.
Do they do this on purpose, Jeff? Do they dress everybody like a action figure? Where, I mean, you could see an attractive young lady working there, right? You're like, you see her face. She's very pretty. You look at the outfit. It's the most oblong pants, and they come up to, you know, they do
they
it.
They don't
so
sexualize
them. There's yeah. no, it's like, there's no tight fitting. It's literally, you're looking at just like, that's got to be done on purpose, right?
I think it's done because they want to keep it wholesome.
Sure,
they
want to
keep that wholesome quality. And the last thing is, you can't walk past a piece of garbage.
No.
Oh, really?
No matter what you do there.
Disney, Walt, that's a big thing for Walt.
How do they enforce that rule? And I'm just asking because I need to use that maybe later in my life.
They watch everything. How do they enforce that? They watch everything.
Oh, yeah?
They got their eyes on it all.
See, I think people hide money in trash like that. So if you pick it up on the right day, yeah. one day I'm going to get $100.
Those are the sweet hobo tales you tell yourself.
Jeff Kaufman,
one day I'm going to pick up a cup with $5 in it.
Who's the nerd of the week?
The nerd of the week, believe it or not, is Neil Blomkamp.
Who's
he's the
that?
Director of... He's the new director of RoboCop.
Yeah.
And they said, who do you want to be the new RoboCop? He goes... I want the old RoboCop.
Oh.
I want Peter Weller.
Peter, the historian. Yeah.
He's
Peter
going
Weller.
After the original
nice.
RoboCop.
Because all you need is his face.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
He's a lot older now. I've seen him, and I'm so amused that he's not going, I want this new hot actor.
Didn't we just do a new RoboCop?
Yeah. They did, and they realized it bombed.
It did, yeah.
So
they're going to do it again.
Yeah. I am excited about that they're going, hey, let's go back old school. I want the original actor to play him, and that never happens.
Yeah.
Well, now they can do CGI.
Nothing against Peter Francis Weller at all, but he's 71 years of age.
He's an old robot.
And he's been in the Egyptian sun for 20 years.
Harrison Ford can still do Indiana Jones. I can go with this one.
He's quite leathery.
He's just a Packard Bell at this point.
They do that beautification stuff. They fix it.
Got that glow lens.
If you need an attorney to help you, it's whenyouneedus.com. Jeff Kaufman, you and I will be writing tomorrow, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All right. It's whenyouneedus.com. Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Anytime.
All right. When we come back, Carlos will take you to the top. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning. Big thanks to Ace Cafe for bringing us through today, and it was great to see Bari. He drives the zombie truck for Monster Jam. You'll be able to see all that if you want to go check out our YouTube channel tonight. When you go home, just go to monsters.fm, click the YouTube, and you can check it all out. Yes, Angel?
Real quick, a couple segments ago, we were talking about that you were having an issue taking your dog out for runs. You really wanted to do that.
Yeah, I want him to be able to run around, you know, without a leash and have some fun, but I don't think he'd be good with other dogs.
We had a couple calls, and they reminded me of something. Real close to where you live, there's a facility that they do softball tournaments, and those fields are enclosed.
Yes.
So if you could get access to, and they usually have a guy out there kind of... maintaining the field and everything.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I've been there before. Yeah.
Maybe hit up one of the guys out there. And,
I might do that today.
Yeah, and see, you know, that way you know they're in the park and you're not going to be able to get out there too easily.
But if I went, because my wife is working all day, if I went and lost the dog, oh my God.
If you keep it in the field, I think you should be all right.
I know, but as long as the dog can't get out. You know? Hey, welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Ryan Holmes, Savannah, and now Carlos is going to take you to the top.
Let's go.
Ding. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hello. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today's no different. Today's a wonderful Wednesday. It feels like a Wednesday. Definitely been 3 days in this week. Right, Rush?
Oh, yeah, man. This feels right. Everything feels good.
Like confirmation. That was good confirmation. Yeah. And, yeah, man, it is hell's a blazing today. Hell's a popping up in the studio today. It's always good to see Bari, the zombie driver.
It's amazing how much happier Carlos gets when he gets a little food in him.
I do.
You are like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
I am.
It's a completely different dude.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to work on that because I'm doing something. I'm trying to do... what's the thing we were talking about, Ryan? The fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
That's not going to work for you.
I know, but I want to be better than that. I shouldn't be such a weakling that if I don't eat every 4 hours, I'm like a little baby with Cheerios.
I can tell in the morning.
It's a chemical thing.
I can tell in the morning when you walk through that door whether you've just had only coffee or you've actually gotten to eat something.
Is that bad?
If it's a Monday morning,
it's pretty easy to see your body language.
The conversations that we have behind your back are like, dude, we need to order some food.
He needs some food.
We need to, he needs a Snickers.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm not normally a paranoid man. Well, yeah, it is true. I mean, I do feel better after eating. I am pissed, though, that I bought a sandwich and we got free food. God, I'm working.
And zombie burgers.
I'm working on my Dave Ramsey method. I'm trying to do the snowball. I'm trying to pay off debt.
Anybody? Do the snowball.
Snowball.
Do the snowball. No.
No, that's not
that's
what
a drug. That's a drug thing, isn't it?
No.
That's even worse.
No, you dirty bastards. Jesus, no.
Jimmy, look up snowballing. See what you get.
I don't have no idea what a snowball is.
You don't want to do that. Even on that computer, you don't want to do that.
That thing seems...
How is it you and I are the only two that know what
to do? That's even more terrifying.
Yeah. You guys don't want to go shrimping and snowballing later?
No. I don't know what it is, but with snowball, when you try and attack your debt, the snowball method.
Oh,
by,
okay, yes.
Yes, by paying off the smallest debt you have to the biggest. And so what I'm saying
thing.
Is this. Yeah. Motivational minute.
What?
How we all doing, man?
Good.
We had conversations about keeping your money in check, being a little bit more disciplined. Russ, how you doing? You said you went through your accounts and different things.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Everything's so much better. Oh, my
good.
God. Oh, yeah.
Good. You feel more like, here's the crazy thing. Look, people ask me for financial advice. I'm the last person to ask for financial advice. I've just merely just started paying a lot more attention to it and not being afraid of it. And I think that is the problem with most people in finances is that they're afraid of it. They're either afraid to show people what they have or what they don't have. They're afraid that they're going to be taken advantage of. And
or do what you did. You started asking questions.
I did. I started asking a lot.
People don't even want to admit that what they don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We live in this kind of, no, well, of course everybody's fine. But the fact of the matter is, majority of people you see every single day are struggling severely with money. We are a country that collects a lot of debt. It's in our culture. It's in our nature. I am literally one of the symbols of that.
Yeah.
I've gone up. I've gone down. Right now, I feel like, oh, I'm good. I'm stabilized. I'm learning. So that's the motivational minute, man. I am not that far off from being totally clueless about this. And I feel so much better by just having a plan and just having like, okay, this is what I'm going to try and do. This is what I'm going to do that. Doesn't mean you have to pay off everything you have or sell everything you own. It's just about having a little peace. Because you know what happens when you worry about finances?
What?
It affects every other aspect of your life.
That's why I don't worry about it.
Hey, look, my power's off. I can't cook gray steaks.
I just got a message that said we're going to turn your power off today.
And you're not worried?
No, because I'm a... pay it, but I ain't going to pay them all of it because they charge too much.
Oh, exactly. You should tell them that, Savannah.
I will. I'm going to give you all this much, but I ain't giving you no more.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Savannah is a rare specimen who lives here, like
a
literally
lot of
is traveling.
Think like that.
They do. They're usually homeless. You are able to travel the world with your mentality, and that is fine. But those who maybe listen to the show and go, oh, well, they're struggling with this, how about get a plan together today? Talk to your partner, your friend, somebody who's got some information. You know, we take a lot of financial advice from broke people. You ever realize that?
Yeah.
You know, like your buddies, your pals. Oh, man, you don't need to do that. And I'm like, wait a second. He's broke. What the hell? It's like taking diet advice from a gigantically fat person.
Don't look at me like that.
I directly looked at the screen so that there would be no miscommunication. Now, these girls are badass that I saw this story. You ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Girls stop kidnapping attempt with hot coffee and Slurpees. Bam!
What?
It's not a Florida story. I know everything about it. It says Florida.
Hot coffee and Slurpees.
Yeah.
Hit him with the hot, hit him with the cold.
Hit him with the cold. He's like, ah, it's so hot! Ah, I'm freezing!
Give me the old icy hot. Bam!
Yeah, this is my worst nightmare having a daughter, okay? This is my worst nightmare. A Michigan man who tried to kidnap an 11-year-old girl wasn't prepared for the response that he got of an attack with hot coffee and a cold Slurpee attack. A group of four girls between the ages of 11 and 14 were walking away from a convenience store in Millington. That's a weird
Tennessee?
Time. Nope, Michigan.
Michigan. Oh.
And then then a guy ran over to one of the girls, and the girl said he grabbed her and said, "You're coming with me."
Oh!
That happened to me one time. That happened to me one time when I was running away from somebody that I pranked, and the parents came, and he grabbed my bike, and dad goes, "You ain't going nowhere. You coming with me." And I left my bike, and I ran.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I am not. The man now identified. Oh, so anyway, he tried to grab the girls. The girls sprang into action, turned around, and started punching the guy and throwing hot coffee. Wait a second. What 11 to 14 year old girls are drinking hot coffee?
That's what they do nowadays.
11 to 14?
Oh, yeah. They're drinking hot coffee and fighting off for offenders. Kidnappers. All the time, yeah.
Yeah, they're using whatever they had.
They're in Michigan. That's probably the only thing they can drink.
That's true. 22-year-old Bruce Hipkins, with a great name like Hipkins. What's up, man? I'm the Hipkins.
Yeah, well, he's
a
freaking.
Ew, creepy.
He's a perv. You want to get in my van with the Hipkins?
Yeah, man. He tried to grab another girl by the hair, and the group continued to beat his ass. They called 911. They picked him up minutes later. Pussy ass.
Yeah, you're going to get beat up in jail. Way worse.
Man, way worse. But that's what I tell my daughter. Any crazy kidnapper ever comes, you fight for your damn life. I don't care what you have to do. You kick, you punch, you scream, you fight. And hopefully she never comes. And I think I freaked her out a little bit because she's like, "Daddy, when is that going to happen?" I'm like, "It doesn't ever happen sometimes. It's never actually happened to me or your mom or anybody."
Is it going to happen before Christmas?
I don't know. I have some birthdays. Ready? Real quick. Let's do some birthdays.
Who you got?
I saw the same story about her that Jimmy did last week, and she is quite the interesting character. She's 28 years old.
Kristen Wiig?
Nope.
Oh, no, it's way
60
older.
Minutes. So you're talking about the story.
She gets drunk and dances at bars.
Yeah, she's that fun. Naked. She's a huge movie
Jennifer
star.
Warren.
There you go. Big, big movie star.
J-Law.
Ben Affleck is how old, Russ?
You're
Batman.
I think he's like 51.
No, 47.
46 and... I thought he was about 50, to be honest. And last but not least, Anthony Anderson. How old is Anthony Anderson?
Oh, wow. From Blackish.
Black Don't Crack.
52.
He is 48 years old. All born on this day. And on this day, guess what?
What?
Oh, my God, what?
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thomas Edison coined the telephone greeting hello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he suggested that hello was better than ahoy.
The word hello didn't exist.
I guess not. He coined the telephone greeting hello, and it was to the president of the telegraph company in Angel, Pittsburgh. And that is what's going on. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, when we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Yeah, we don't like you either, but it's a really easy way to keep up with all our contests. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. From Real
Radio. Okay, I'm curious. We just gave a prize away for the YouTube channel. Here was the trivia question, Angel. See if you know it. We'll see if Jimmy knows it. What celebrity is credited for inventing air quotes?
Oh.
George Costanza.
Incorrect. Jimmy, let's see if you know it. What celebrity is credited for inventing air quotes?
Michael Myers.
That's incorrect. You want to take a shot?
Yeah, what celebrity is credited
for inventing air quotes?
Man.
And we got one person that got it on the YouTube channel, and I give them a choice between Striper tickets or tickets to the boat show, and I'm curious of what they're going to take.
Is it Celebrity Chef Boyardee?
It is not. It is Steve Martin. Steve Martin is credited for inventing air quotes. Yeah.
I got to throw the BS flag on that. That's when air quotes were in the early 70s,
60s? He did it on Saturday Night Live for the first time. Had a bit about it.
The
reason I said Michael Myers is he uses it a lot in the Austin Powers thing, so I really had no idea if it was around before then. I don't really remember it.
Yeah, the early episodes of Saturday Night Live, I guess that's when Steve Martin did it. Anyway, now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports. Does she want to go to Striper with me?
Please.
Monster Sports brought to you by my guys over there at Harry Buffalo. It's downtown Orlando's premier sports bar. Whether you're gearing up to go to the Shakira concert, you're going to go to the Monster Trucks, you're going to a Bob Carr Performing Arts, Dr. Phillips, anything, and you're looking for a place to pre-party or grab a good meal and then go to your event, hit up my guys over there at Harry Buffalo. The food is amazing there. If you're looking for a sporting event to watch on the television, they got the largest TV downtown Orlando.
Little known fact, they make shots there. In case you didn't know.
Yeah, you should ask them for the Harry Buffalo special, the shot. Mo and Reese know what I'm talking about. Saturdays, as college football kicks off here, it's FSU Bar. So FSU fans, you're looking for a place to hang out with like-minded fans. You can go there on Saturdays and be around, you know, your same fan base. And on Sundays, it's a Buffalo Bills Bar. And if you're looking for, you know, to hang out again with fans that support the same team and be around that camaraderie, take advantage of it. That's Harry Buffalo, downtown Orlando.
You know, last week, Angel, I said something to the effect of, are there any Buffalo Bill fans? Found out there are a lot.
Yeah.
I got a lot of emails about that.
I'll let you know.
Man, they,
a lot of Orlando, too.
So, yes, there are definitely Buffalo Bill fans.
Couple things to keep an eye out for, guys. This is a really cool collaboration. It's called the NFL Rough and Rugged Hat Collaboration between 47 Brand and Carhartt. If you're a fan of Carhartt gear, and that's that work kind of gear, you know, the jeans and the work shirts and stuff like that. And they got all the football team logos, and it's that Carhartt brown on the hats.
I'm a big fan of Carhartts. If there was a shirt that said Carhartts, I would wear it. An exhaust company, maybe? I don't know.
So if you get it, if you see those, again, cool collaboration. Check that out and you know, take advantage of that. All teams are represented in that event. Cool little audio from the NHRA over the weekend.
Changing the trophy at the top end. Last two top fuel guards. Both on the pedal and both up. Get silly and stupid. And how about, oh, look at that. 488. Morgan Lucas wins it. Are you kidding me? At 229 miles an hour, Doug Coletta goes 498. At 256.
So that was a flashback from 2014. I just liked the call where it's just got silly and stupid, and he wins the race. So.
He's excited, huh?
Yeah. So it was a neat little audio. We got the NFL power rankings. The preseason power rankings are out right now.
What does that mean, power rankings? Like,
the teams to beat.
Yeah, so they're basically what they're saying, they take into consideration your schedule.
Yeah.
They take into consideration the talent that you've amassed for this upcoming season. And projecting, you know, the best teams in the NFL. We got the top 10. You guys want to take a shot at what preseason NFL team is number one?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers is not in the top 10, sir.
Let's give the champs some respect. Let's go with Philly.
Philadelphia Eagles come in at number one.
They should.
New England Patriots come in at two.
They should not.
The New Orleans Saints come at three. The Vikings are at four.
Yeah, the Vikings look good. How about the Packers?
The Packers come in at eight.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Steelers are at five. Los Angeles Rams are at six. I think the Rams are going to sneak up. Not sneak up, but I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. Jacksonville comes in at seven. Like I said, Green Bay's eight. Atlanta Falcons are nine. And then the Los Angeles Chargers are at 10.
Have you heard about the Raiders? Is the Las Vegas Raiders this year?
No. We got 1 year, and then they go.
Yeah, Gruden's got it for 1 year. Have you heard much about how people are perceiving Blake Bortles this year? Have you heard anything around him? With their eyeballs.
Very dodgy.
Okay, so a lot of people have said that the first couple years that Blake was out there kind of stretching it out, you know, made some money. He's a star quarterback. And they say he's really focused now, and they're expecting him to be like one of the step-out guys in the league this year. I've heard a bunch of guys say top four quarterbacks in numbers. He's big.
He got over that
hump. He stays healthy. I think he's a good quarterback. He had a weird season, but I'm telling you, man, this guy could be on the verge of doing something very special. And that sixth ranking is a big deal. And
he needs it, though.
It's a mental thing, right, for that guy was for a little bit, right? That he was just...
He was just maligned. Yeah. I think a lot of people believe that the Jaguars got to where they got to in spite of him.
Yeah, and I don't believe, you know, that he went through a motion change. You know what a big deal that is? You've been throwing a football the same way for all your life, and then they say, hey, look, that's a little too long for the NFL. We've got to make some changes. That's a big deal, dude.
For sure.
That team looked good last year. It's going to be fun to watch.
Now, what's interesting, speaking of one quarterback to the next, if you're Steeler fans, you're not happy with this report.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger left practice Tuesday after hitting his head on the field after a fall.
Uh-oh.
Now, most of us realize that when Ben walks around, he walks around like a sloth.
Yes.
He's not
not a scrambler.
Yeah, he's not the lightest of foot.
As a sloth, I don't appreciate that. Thank you.
36 years old, we'll see what this, you know.
Is he the protocol?
See.
You know what happened, right? They had a defense breakdown, and somebody came out of nowhere, and they had a collision and knocked him down in practice. And look, they tell you in practice, like in preseason NFL, the one thing you do not do is you don't even come near the quarterback.
What's this area? Ben Roethlisberger in
he's in
protocol.
In the protocol, man. It's a big deal.
Oh, that's great. Preseason concussions.
Right.
For that guy.
Yep. For a guy who pretty much you can get about 9 games out of him that you can guarantee.
We had a little dust up last night between the Dodgers and the Giants.
Here's where there was a big fight, right?
Here we go.
Man, they were throwing biscuits. Back.
His reaction tells you he thinks he had one to hit there. It was a high breaking ball that was kind of up and flat. Puig and Hundley coming together. Hundley shoves him. Puig returns the ball, and the bench is clear.
People love that. When the bench is clear, it's on our YouTube channel right now. You can see it live. But
they're mixing it up.
Dude, you want to go with Puig? Who wants to go with that guy? God almighty.
Well, he's fighting the whole team.
I did see some nasty, though, straight for the eyes and the catcher's mitt. I saw some of that by some of the Dodgers guy going right for her. I think it's Hundley.
Nick Hundley. Yeah. So it starts off with Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers and San Francisco Giants, Nick Hundley, and they start mixing it up. Both those guys got ejected after the scuffle.
What happens to baseball players when they fight?
So it'll go up to the league, and then it'll be...
an angel gets its wing.
The league will decide if they'll suspend him for a few games.
It's funny. I mean, it's such a silly thing. These athletes who are worth millions of dollars, and the only reason they're worth millions of dollars is because of their hands. And, you know, those gone, they ain't worth a lot.
It's primal, though, man.
Lot of it's carried on. It's
within baseball.
It's baseball. It's weird.
It's part of, tradition.
Here's what I know. I heard that crowd. You know what you have to do to get that happen during the game? Hit a walk-off grand slam.
But you just see,
one in a million hit you have to do to get that crowd reaction.
Give me a Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura, headlock, punches to the top and side of the head.
And then have everybody break it up, nobody gets hurt.
And nobody, because like, it's a bunch of hold me backs. You know, hold me back.
Yeah, hold me back.
Hold me back. This little tiny, bat boy is holding back Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, and that happened to a kid in high school. He got in a fight. He was on the baseball team, and he broke his hand right here, dude, and couldn't hold the bat the same way.
There you go.
Just ruined his whole college career after that.
All right, coming off the heels of just last week, we had the Orlando Magic E-Team in studio. We've met the guys and have gotten good relationships with them. They've hooked me up with codes and some cheats and everything, and I'm just taking people's money right and left.
Yeah.
The league, NBA, is expected to welcome 4 more teams into the NBA 2K League. Right now, it's going to be the new teams that are expected to be joining in. Franchises owned by the Atlanta Hawks, the Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers, and the Minnesota Timberwolves to its NBA 2K League for the second season.
Nice.
Now, so this the four will join the 17 NBA teams who participated in the inaugural season. We got the finals coming up here on August 25th, and they're going up for $750,000 first prize in that. Now, the league, for the most part, has been kind of mixed reviews, but they're trying to do what they can to get it right.
Must be working. They're expanding it. You know, usually don't try and do that when it's only going up from here.
Exactly. So the league has averaged about 10,500 concurrent viewers per broadcast on Twitch since July the 13th. The NBA previously told Forbes it was hoping to reach 130,000 to 285,000 unique views per broadcast. So they're off of that goal.
Right.
But like, they see the handwriting on the wall. They know what they need to do to try to make this more interactive with viewers. And like we said, we had the guys here last week, so we're looking forward to that expanding.
I got a Monster Sports question.
Yes, sir.
Can I do it now? Yeah. Hey, I just saw, and this was on Sunday, and of course I've heard you talk about it. We talked about it here several times about Ice Cube's Big Three.
The Big Three League.
The Big Three League, and I had
no
idea
in Miami.
How successful it is. It's doing really, really well, and they're going to make a 3-on-3 basketball an Olympic sport.
Doing that well?
Yes. Yes. They're filling arenas with this, and now Ice Cube is asked Kobe Bryant to join, and there's some possibility.
All right. When you say filling arenas, because I watched the broadcast in Miami. They're doing well. They're lower bowl kind of thing.
What I saw, it was in L.A., and they were
well, that's,
they were,
that's they were, Cube's backyard.
They're yeah. talking to Ice Cube, yeah. And I saw the people in the arena. I'm like, oh my god, they're there to watch 3-on-3 basketball. It's crazy. Yeah. And then they said it's going to be an official sport in the Olympics.
Yeah, but one thing has nothing to do with the other. The 3-on-3 in the Olympics was something that they've been trying to do for quite some time.
Yeah,
it just happens that it coincides with the 3-on-3 league.
Would you find it interesting to go to a 3-on-3 game?
If you've done Hoop It Up, you know what it's about. So the reason that you're intrigued in this, all the names that are in this league are familiar names. They're using guys that are 1 or 2 years removed from the NBA. So in that regard, you're familiar with the guys. And they've kind of let it be more like esporty in the sense that they're letting the guys trash talk. They're letting that kind of stuff happen and whatnot.
The names are too stupid, though.
The names of the team are a little silly.
They're silly.
Why? Like Three's Company and the Ball Hog.
Yeah, the names are stupid. And I am your prototypical.
The names are stupid.
I'm your prototypical guy that should love this 3-on-3 league. I love the NBA. I love basketball. And I talked with Angel about it. Like, man, I can't wait. And I can't get attached to it. I don't know why.
Is it the names that's keeping you?
That's something I guess that has bothered me because it sticks on my head. I just like, and I can't even remember them now. They're just so silly and stupid that I take it as a silly thing.
Huh.
Instead of having that, like, where these guys want to win.
You got the Ghost Ballers.
Yeah, exactly.
You got the Ball Hogs. You got Trilogy.
What's wrong with that?
Be the Atlanta, you know.
You got the Killer Threes.
Yeah.
The Killer Bees. I get it. Hey, and White Man Can't Jump, was it 2-on-2 basketball or was it 3-on-3?
That was 2-on-2. And that was
a different level altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. A whole nother level. I don't know. Maybe if they have an Orlando team, I'd be in it. But it seems like they're going for cities that don't have NBA teams.
Was that Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, of course. Woody Harrelson.
Perez. And all the guys that are texting that are late to the party, yes, I did discuss in great detail that the Solar Bears, that the Tampa Bay Lightning were suffering, and they needed something to make their image better, and they signed a deal. They begged the Solar Bears to come into the fold.
That's right.
And so the Solar Bears are like, you know what? We'll hook up with you guys. We'll throw you a bone and help you out. We have a Tampa Bay Lightning preseason game going to be played here at the Amway. We discussed that in great detail yesterday. Remember, Monster Sports starts at 10 a.m. And that's Monster Sports for you.
Thank you, Angel. When we come back from Real Music Weekends, Karina will be with us to tell us what's going on with social media.
Spilling some tea.
You'll find out. Don't go anywhere. And we're live on our YouTube channel, so you find it by going to monsters.fm and bam, click right through. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Remember, all day long, you have a chance to win a trip for two to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. It's September 21st and 22nd in Las Vegas. Listen for that keyword. Text the keyword to 200-200, and you could win that trip, which is an amazing trip. You will absolutely love it. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, Ryan Holmes. And now it's time from Real Music Weekends. Karina is here. Tell us what's going on, what's happening in social media, what's happening in her world. How are you doing today?
I am doing so good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You have a nice, cheery personality. When you walk in
Thank
the room,
you
the whole,
so much.
The whole room lights
she really
up.
She does. Absolutely.
I mean, what can I say? I'm about to spill some tea, though.
Oh.
As Carlos said.
Yeah. Okay,
spill it, girl, because we got stuff to clean it up, but we want it all over us.
Is that the new way to say it? Is that what the kids are saying, spilling tea?
Oh, yeah, and sipping tea.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's all about the tea.
I know that you guys like to watch Netflix. You guys go to movies and whatnot.
Yeah, big documentary people.
Yes, perfect. So there is a... What?
Porn. He's in
let's
porn.
Not listen,
said, you
let's,
porn.
Yep. Let's not listen to Angel. All right, so there's a brand new docuseries that's going to be hitting YouTube very, very soon. It's going to be mind-blowing.
What is it?
When I tell you that it's about lips, you're going to watch it.
Lips.
Whoa.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
It's going to be
Why are you giggling, Russ?
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
That's my exit. All right, so it's actually about a person who is a self-made billionaire.
Whoa.
And this person is Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
I know.
I know, but listen, she is coming out with a documentary about her lip journey because we all care about it, right?
Yep, of course. No. Russ is very excited
and then
about this.
She actually came out, and Ryan, she said she's editing this entire thing herself.
I'm doing it on iMovie.
Wow, she does it as well as she did her lips. It's going to look weird.
I'm using Sony Vegas.
He said it. And not me. And then I broke it down. This girl makes $19,000 an hour.
Oh.
If you go onto YouTube right now, you can see a video of her working on her lips and her makeup talking about it. She's got weird lip thing going on. It looks like a dog lip.
Some of us are just born this way. So.
Yeah. Do you do anything to your lips, Karina?
I do not.
You got natural.
Jesus came down when I was coming out of,
That
the
place.
Vagine.
Yeah.
And just...
said boom.
He said bam. That's all she's getting.
Gave you the lips.
But yeah, so that's that on Kylie. Angel, I'm requesting something from you.
Can you accommodate this? It's not a song. What is it?
It's just I need some sad mood music, please. Mood.
Okay. Something sad. Okay.
Something sad.
I need to get in the zone.
All right. Wow. What's going on,
Karina? It's got to get
because
in the zone.
There's something going on.
Oh God.
Whew, this girl, Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. Okay, so they came out with an update.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually on fentanyl.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's what, kind of led to her, OD and how she almost died.
But, the fact is, basically, if you're on heroin... sadly, you're on fentanyl. Because, that's the big pop that comes in there. And...
rest in peace, Prince. That's what killed him.
Tom Petty, I believe. When did Tom Petty also?
Tom Petty, I don't know. I don't think it was fentanyl. I know the poor guy had broken his hip and was in so much pain.
Yeah, I thought it was. I'm not sure. But if you watch that series Dope on Netflix, you can see how they cut the fentanyl into the heroin. Who is getting Demi her heroin?
Okay, so apparently it's this dude that she's been talking to since April. Some drug dealer type guy. And I guess they did it together.
Always.
And when he noticed, she was breathing really, really heavily, he bounced out of her house and was like,
I gotta go now.
I gotta clean my hands, gotta go.
Dirty dog.
Yeah, that's a terrible man. No one marry him.
So what do you think? This
don't get with him.
Nobody, she's Demi Lovato. She's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. So nobody's telling her not to date Billy, the damn heroin dealer.
No one told Britney not to date K-Fed either.
That's a good point. That worked out for her.
But they just
talk about Britney. Let's leave Britney out of it.
And Britney's fine. She never got on heroin. She was just did trashy things smoke cigarettes in the shower.
Leave her be. And she came out with that UPN series, Chaotic.
I love that. Classic. A classic reality show that shows you really
better
early.
Than Newlyweds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Better than Teen Mom 1, 2, OG, 3, and 4.
You could literally see them gnawing their jaws off after they're all on Molly, different episodes, allegedly.
Hey, Karina, are you a Swiftie? Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Why not?
We talked about my music taste last week.
Yeah.
I don't like Pitbull. I don't like Taylor Swift. I know. I do like you, Carlos.
I know.
She was in Tampa.
Dude, stadium. It blew up my phone.
Yeah, but you didn't want to go.
Hell no, I don't want to go see Taylor Swift.
What do you dislike about Taylor Swift?
The basics love Taylor Swift.
I'll have to let my wife know she's basic.
No. Okay.
Listen,
your wife is an exception. I'm sure your kids love her, Angel and Carla. Oh.
Nope.
Then I'm with your daughter. Because, listen, why would I want to drive to Tampa? It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then be bored for another 2.5 hours.
Oh, I'm sure it was a great show.
So only dum-dums love Taylor Swift is what you're saying.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying basics like Taylor Swift.
A hater's going to hate.
Well, and I'm not a hater. I'm a Kanye fan.
Yeah, here's what I would say to that. There's about 80,000 basic people then last night spending $150 a person minimum to see this bitch play for 2 hours.
More than that. I see them every day. There's more than 80,000.
90,000 cool people in the know at Beyonce in 2 days.
Oh,
she
comes
in
damn!
Oh, no, you
is that
did it,
Beyonce.
Because she's so hard to like.
I'm skipping that comment. I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Jimmy will defend his pop divas.
Don't talk about Shania Twain.
I love Shania Twain.
Because Beyonce's so hard to like and so not mass media. And so not married to the most popular rapper in history, or one of them.
Although I'm not that big of a Jay-Z fan right now.
No, why?
Oh, my God.
Jesus!
everywhere. Wow. Tea is everywhere. We got broken teacups.
We'll just call this the contrarian hour.
His album 444 was not good.
It wasn't that good.
Oh! Thank you.
It wasn't that good. It was. There was nothing to write. It pops up on my phone every day because
I skip it.
You know when your phone triggers the Bluetooth and it plays that first song that's like in your iPhone library or whatever? For whatever reason, it's Jay-Z. And I can't get into it.
Gotta skip.
Yeah.
But listen, they know how to brand themselves, which is actually what I'm trying to do here.
Oh, yeah. What's your brand?
Because I have
a hater.
Don't call me a hater.
No.
Angel? Hate everything.
So, no, I have my show on the weekend.
Yeah. When is your show? I know it's right here on Real Radio 104.1.
Is it at 8 o'clock?
Oh,
damn. It's 8 o'clock, and I spill the tea there, too.
Okay, so it's every weekend.
Every weekend, 7 to 11 p.m. So I need to come up with a brand, you know what I mean? Like, Carlos, you have your brand. Yep. Russ, I mean, this entire show has their thing going on.
We'll work on your brand, then. You have time to think about it.
I need some help.
Okay, we'll help you with that.
Like, I know a lot of TV shows have their thing going on. I mean, like, I watch a lot of Jane the Virgin. Like, Orange is the New Black. They have stuff. Glow came out with some lipsticks.
Yeah.
So they all have their own, kind of product.
Their own product,
so you need a product.
And when was the last time anyone heard from Tara Reid?
Tara Reid's been a mess.
She actually wants to call us in the next week.
Oh, really?
Oh, we got to talk to Tara.
And I turned it down because every time we talk to her, she's a moron.
No. Do not turn it down.
Why?
Because this girl has a hot product on her hands.
A what?
She came out with Sharknado perfume.
Oh, very classy. Awesome.
That's why she was wanting to call. Yeah.
It is sold out. I checked this morning. It's sold out on Amazon
right now.
That's
a lady right there.
But Karina, last time we talked to her, it was like talking to her. So, Tara Reid, tell us what's your next project?
I'll take avocado.
Yeah, that was about what it was.
Did you say avocado? Is she on the keto diet too?
I'm a city
girl. Right.
Listen, don't hate on her because maybe it's like all the chemicals of her perfume that's like going to her brain right now.
You don't like Taylor Swift, but you like Tara Reid.
I have no qualms about Tara Reid. She dated Carson Daly when I used to watch TRL.
Aww,
you barely make sense, Karina. I'll be honest with you. There's no rhyme or reason.
Why are you guys hating so heavily on Tara Reid?
Because I talked to her.
It's the space between her boobs.
Yeah, she just...
Dude, she has like a cave.
Yeah, no, there's no cave.
Actually, those little Thai boys were lost in that actual
crevice. Closed them. She got like a...
It's not her boob. It's the nipples. It's the surgery, the boob job with the scarred nipple thing. I can't get that out of my mind.
Isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I'm curious about who else you don't like.
Who else I don't like?
Yeah, who else?
Justin Timberlake.
I love JT.
You like Justin Timberlake. Okay.
How about Biebs?
Bieber.
He doesn't like
Vanessa Hudgens.
Dude, Vanessa Hudgens had a bop with a Sneaker Night.
What does that mean? A bop is like a hit song. Oh,
what about JoJo Siwa?
I hate JoJo Siwa.
Oh, my daughter would hate you.
Dude, okay, but I love your daughter. Okay. She's great. JoJo is the most annoying person on the internet.
How can you not like Pitbull? I don't get it.
Yeah, what has he ever done to you other than make you go, "Dale"?
I know. I got to support my fellow. Maybe, you know what? Wow. I'm going to give him another shot.
You should give him another shot.
Because he's a fellow Hispanic person. Exactly. And I think we need to be on the same team.
Look at that.
Come on. That's Mr. Worldwide.
I'm up in my pants.
Maybe I got to feel it.
Here we go.
He seems like such a cool guy.
He probably smells good.
Probably smells good, yes.
Unlike
Kid Rock. Do you like Kid Rock?
I hate Kid Rock.
He probably smells bad, but I love Kid Rock.
But Kid Rock's first album, back in like 99.
It's badass.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but speaking of music. Well,
why do you hate Kid Rock then?
There's a bunch of reasons to hate Kid Rock.
Exactly. Why was he in the WWE Hall of Fame? He doesn't deserve it. What has he done?
Kid Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know he was, but I would.
Yeah, so is Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
So you hate Snoop Dogg too?
No, okay.
Well, either once again, willy-nilly, you make no goddamn sense.
I think you are trying to make all these fans come at me.
I'm just asking you questions and you're answering them.
Last week I told you that the Logan Paul fans came at me.
Yeah. Were they really?
Who came at you this week?
Well, apparently the Kid Rock fans, the Swifties
will be at you.
You got the Swifties, the Rockies.
Don't worry, the Kid Rock fans are just yelling at their Nextel.
I'm just going to go ahead and at you and be like, redirect all comments to Atlas Rollins.
I like Taylor Swift and I like Kid Rock.
But we got our opinions. It's all good.
But I don't like Beyonce, so we're...
That's fine. We all can have our opinions.
That's right.
So speaking of music, we have Watsky, who's my favorite rapper.
Watsky.
Who the hell is...
He has a brand new song out. Get familiar with some Watsky.
He's my favorite Polish rapper.
What? I was going to say a Polish rapper.
Angel,
Watsky.
I'm trying to inform Angel so he can play this on Friday nights.
Oh.
He does not take requests unless that request comes from a call in a tank.
So sweet of you to help out a professional DJ like that.
Listen, I'm just trying to keep you in the know.
I appreciate you, Ma.
Thank you so much. So he's coming into town in October.
Watsky.
Watsky's
that?
You would love Watsky.
What the hell?
He's actually an intellectual man. He came out with a book of essays. Jewish rapper.
Yeah, you look at Russ and you're going, he wants a smart rapper.
Who wants to read a book about server's assistants?
I feel like just a CPA.
There we go.
And I lead your legal counsel.
I'm telling you, he's the most talented Jewish rapper of all time.
He's a Jewish rapper.
There's
Post Malone?
What about Modest Yahoo?
We like Modest Yahoo. He's more like alternative.
Beastie Boys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys are Jewish, yeah.
You know, it's fine. We'll throw Watsky in the mix. I'm expecting Welcome to the Family to be played Friday night here on Roll Radio 104.1.
Welcome to the Family.
Thank you. Okay. Kanye
Don't hold
West.
Your breath, lady.
Well, you know what? That's going to change. Kanye West came out with a new song called Ecstasy.
What's it about?
Is that from Kid Kid Cudi.
No, it's not Kid Sea Ghost.
Yeah.
This is just off, you know, random.
Just another single.
A random single thrown into the mix. He talks about wanting to bang all of his sister-in-laws.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I am disgusted.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Kanye.
There's nobody else that I know that I've loved at a certain point that has fallen from grace as far as Kanye, for me personally.
For you, yeah. You loved him at first.
Oh, my God. I mean, he really did create a genre and do a bunch of stuff.
And then a bunch of really good songs.
And then you just see this guy at the end who's just so disconnected from reality.
Oh, I totally agree.
So disgustingly disconnected.
Yeah. Russ, what's your favorite Kanye song?
The Walk with Jesus.
Jesus Walks?
That one.
Walk with Jesus.
Whatever.
We like that one.
Jesus Walking, Running, whatever it was. Yeah. And also...
Patti LaBelle sings Walk with Jesus.
And also the Gold Digger.
Oh, I do like that. Can you relate?
Huh? Mercy.
Can you relate?
Can I ever? It's a Karina. You can hear her on the weekends here on Real Radio 104.1. Thanks for coming in, Karina.
No problem. Nice. Real quick, shout out to Scott. He's a big fan of you guys. He's actually going through some cancer issues right now.
Okay.
Big fan. This is his program to hear.
Feel better, bro.
We appreciate you listening, buddy. You get better. All right. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it is. Look, is this this new guy? Is this Schlotsky?
I'm so annoyed.
No. Oh. This is, she likes who she likes, but there's a guy that did it better. He does it better the first time around. His name was Macklemore.
Oh, damn.
I'm just not listening to him anymore.
Hey, welcome back to the
Monsters. Hate that guy, too?
I'm Russ Rollins.
No, she's mad at me.
Jesus.
Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, Ryan Holmes here. And we asked Karina to stick around because we're
going to find out who else you hate.
No, because we had a email, and it'd be fun to get like a female perspective of it.
Okay.
So we asked her to stick around if you don't mind. But, Angel, you had an official word from, what was the Florida Department of Transportation?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We've had this ongoing issue with SunPass ePass users, and we've got this press release from the Florida Department of Transportation. The Florida Department of Transportation will announce this week the process for SunPass users to get reimbursed for overdraft fees caused by weeks of system collection errors. In the meantime, customers' bank accounts are now being charged and processed for toll usage in real time. The Florida Department of Transportation announced yesterday it has cleared the backlog of transactions caused by a vendor which did not properly transact customers into the new centralized or transition customers into the new centralized system.
They blamed it on a vendor.
Yeah, here's the thing.
So what was that again?
I know people knew it was going to happen. The problem was, when we talked about this earlier with Deb, man, the texting service lit up. Like, I've been hit for $25 every day for the last 2 weeks. I don't know that people care that they're hitting their accounts.
It's
just
the
give them a heads up, dude. Hey, we're going to hit your account in 2 days for $200, but just to give you a heads up. I mean, that's coming out because it's overdrawing people.
Did they hit it because you owe it, or was it a mistake?
Yeah, because what happened was the toll system was down for like a month.
Right.
But it's still collecting tolls they just weren't, it wasn't distributing, it wasn't taking the money. So you're like, you're riding for free. Well, next thing you know, they fixed the system.
Oh, I see.
You've been riding for free at $10 a day, $6 a day. Well, they got to get their cash.
That's on them for messing up, it seems like, though.
No, you still use the roads. And when Jimmy's right, that's one portion of it. The other portion of it is people being hit up, you know, 3 and 4 times for the one travel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mistakes, yeah.
So there's a bunch of different things there. And if you can document and prove that that caused your account to be overdrawn, next week they're going to set up the process of how to get those fees back.
So will all of this come down to one guy being in trouble, or is the whole department will be in trouble? Or is there one guy that made a mistake?
It was Steve at the vendor.
Yeah.
Steve at the vendor.
It's always a Steve.
They looked it up. It's Billy, and he's also in charge of the Honolulu missile crisis.
That guy.
Same guy. Yeah. And he's like, guys, give me another shot.
They're not really coming.
I was working in Honolulu. I moved to Orlando.
You're a fresh start, right? Fresh start. E-pass. How could I mess that up? Damn it. Carry the one, Bill. Carry the one.
Their number one guy in the office right now should be the guy negotiating with all those banks. Can you imagine the money you're talking at? $25 per overdraft fee for every single customer that could have been hit. How much money that could add up to?
That's like thousands.
All right, let's get to this really quick. This is from a listener, and this is like, I'm going to start calling this segment like What Would Monsters Do? So you can email me, russ@wtks.com. I'll read the email to the group here, and they'll let you know their opinion. And we're asking Karina to stick around because, female perspective, we got a bunch of dudes.
Is the right perspective?
Well, maybe not. We'll see. This is John. John said, big fan of the show. Good morning, guys. It's a very important question. Please be serious about this.
No.
Well, that's
a guarantee.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend, but I haven't asked her dad for permission because I really can't stand him and don't want to talk to him. Dude. Now, just so you know, my girlfriend isn't a big fan of her father either, but he is in her life. I don't want to cause any drama, but I feel like if I ask him, he's going to try to torture me and tease me and just be a jerk. Maybe I should just ask her mom. Would asking her mom be just as good as asking her dad? And this is John.
It sounds like you're scared, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't ask the mom. That's not her role. And you have to understand, this is just a formality. Even in the sense of tradition, asking the father, because if the dad goes, I don't know about that, dude, you're still going to do it.
Exactly.
Come on.
You know what I would say, too? Like, I've been in this situation a couple times.
Yeah.
And if the woman you're asking hates her dad, and it's like, I don't want you asking my dad. You need to find out what your girlfriend wants. I mean, like, hey, you want me to ask your dad? And if she says, yeah, that'd be a good idea, then man up and go do it and do what your future wife wants you to do. But if she says, no, he's an a-hole, I don't even like him, then you don't have to.
And I mean, what is it? He literally said he's afraid that he might tease him or laugh at him. Torture him?
He's going to try and torture me by teasing and just being a jerk.
Is the guy, is her father...
Gave the monsters an email.
Yeah, is her father Jigsaw?
I don't know. What's going on? Okay, are you engaged yet? You married? What's going on?
No, we talked about this.
Okay. Yeah. The new audience, they don't know.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Stupid Russ.
Listen, I'm in no rush to get engaged or married. I've been dating my boyfriend Sam for 4 years.
Gotcha, right.
But no, with this situation.
Do you want Sam to ask your dad first?
Well, my dad actually passed away.
Oh, that makes it more
nice
Russ.
One. Nice one, Russ.
Stupid Russ.
That's great.
Got a Ouija board now.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. He should ask my mom.
Okay.
I'd be 100% down with that. However, looks like this girl comes from like a two-parent household.
It sounds like it. Well, it says
are they divorced?
It says she's not
Taylor Swift fan.
It says she's not a big fan of her father either, but he is in her life.
Whatever, dude. Your dad's not even trans.
Okay, but maybe
what?
You and your dumb cisgender dad.
Anyhow, thank you, Ryan. Wow. Yes. I don't even know where to go.
There's nowhere to go.
What should he do? Should he just ask the mom?
Yes or no?
Or just ask his girlfriend what she wants?
No, so here's the thing. Ask the girlfriend who's walking her down the aisle. Who's giving her away?
Oh, nice. That's well played.
Yes.
That's
whoever's well walking played. Her down, you ask.
Hey, real quick, let me ask another question, because you brought up something that's interesting with the passing of your father. Mm-hmm. If you had a step, do you have a stepfather?
I don't know.
So if you had a stepdad, would you ask the stepdad before you ask the mom?
No,
it depends on how long
and what kind of relationship.
Yeah,
because like in your situation, totally. I mean, in 2 seconds, because I mean you're the actual father as well,
right? 100%
and everything.
Yeah.
But I think if it's like a later on in life, you know, in the teens. Maybe right. that they, he gets a stepdad. You're probably not going to ask, you know, and Bill.
Let's ask Angel.
And real quick, Russ, before you go, I want to ask you something because you said something I think is interesting, right? Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so if you... You, there's no element of surprise if you ask the girlfriend, you know, what do you want? I mean, isn't that the kind of the idea?
Does anyone really get surprised anymore?
Hell yes, they do. Are you kidding? That's what Facebook's built on.
They talk about
it. People coming home to their soldier dads.
You talk about it. You know you're going to be getting engaged soon. You realize you've made that decision.
How do you think Angel's going to handle it?
Angel, good question. Are you going to ask, would you ask the father? Or what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, so I have to go. In December, I'm flying down to Puerto Rico, and I'm going to meet up with her father.
Wow.
And her father and I are going to have a conversation. After February of next year, then it's all systems go.
Whoa, my God. So, how is this like?
We'll you're
like,
see.
Now, when you say all systems go, what do you mean?
At any point after February,
you could pop.
Wow.
The question can be asked.
I'm so happy. I don't know how to feel right now.
Can we reinstate the Predator so we can get married now?
Love wins again.
Wow.
Oh, my Angel. I'm so happy. It's like, it's your, I don't know. It's too much. It's too much. We've gone from literally a year ago, like, we don't even know you had a girlfriend to now it's true love.
I didn't even know you had a girlfriend.
You only went Facebook official yesterday.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy.
No, that was a weird glitch in the system because I'd been up there for a while.
Wait. She lives in Puerto Rico?
No. She lives here. She was here. She was hanging out earlier in the week. You missed her by like an hour the other
Gorgeous.
Day.
Gorgeous. Oh. Stunning.
Yeah. Wow.
For sure.
Watch yourself there.
What kind of ring is it?
You know, here's the thing. Angel's so secretive about that. When I met her, I didn't want to look her in the eye. I love Puerto Rico. I don't think we're supposed to look at you.
I love Malta.
It's like, hi, nice to meet you.
I know, because
you're so secretive.
I told him in the hallway. I said, you get too many rules, dude.
He hit her in the corner. She was hiding in the corner.
She was hiding in the corner. Don't say that.
It was a dark corner. And you're like, here she is. I'm like, oh my God, that's her. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm so sorry.
Buenos dias. What is your native tongue?
Si, senorita.
Do you call it maize or corn?
Do you want some chupina?
Do you want chupina?
Do you like pitbull?
Do you like pitbull? I love pitbull.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying how close Carlos gets this.
Oh, my God. It's so funny because it's so absolutely true. Russ is terrified of something like this.
I didn't want to be doing
so awkward.
I don't want to. The Puerto Ricans have weird disrespect rules. Do you amo, amo?
Oh, my God. It's so
true. I didn't think it was going to be that big, and I instantly realized, Russ is uncomfortable with this as we speak.
Because you're so secretive, I didn't want to cross any lines.
Secretive.
It's not secretive. You've been dating for a year. We just know now you're already getting engaged.
Oh, my God. He's under your dirty gin voice for Christ's sake. That's my bit.
He's going to pop a blood
vessel.
Oh, my God.
Russ about to start sweating blood.
I gotta work it up.
We gotta go. I was going to say, he set a standard a while back with the girlfriend thing. I can't get beyond.
All right, listen. Tonight, you're going to be at Friendly Confines, right, Ryan Holmes?
I'll be at Friendly Confines. Yeah, come on out, 9 o'clock to 11. You can win $20 each round. There are 3 rounds, so come hang out with me.
Karina, on the weekends, Real Music Weekends, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
this
great
Friday
job.
Night, it's What the Hell's Angel Listening To from 10 till midnight, and then you're going to do the sports.
Yeah, today, the rest of the week, from 3 to 6 every day, I'll be with Shot Doctor on 96.9, our sister station, co-hosting with him the Finish Line.
Jimmy, nice. Wassies this weekend, right?
Next weekend, 25th, big, huge party. Get out to Wassies in Melbourne on that day. I'll be out there hanging out with a bunch of free stuff.
Lover Lose.
Yeah, follow me on social media. It's To The Top Carlos, funny bits, characters, and everything. And I'll be at the Cocoa Beach Comic Con coming up. Here in September.
If you did not get a chance to watch today's show on YouTube, go home and watch it. There's a little segment where we talk to my dog, and it's like a cartoon when he talks. It's really funny.
Yeah.
You're going to want to see it on our YouTube channel.
Bo.
Just go to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm or iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips and the Phillips File. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics, and we're back tomorrow morning to do our thing. From Dirty Jim, Angel, Ryan Holmes, Karina, and Carlos tomorrow.
And later, this mess of Mary Man Russell. I love Gloria Stefan Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We gotta go home.
We gotta get up out of here.
Swirls.
Chance. chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.